One-shots, different games, one shot at a time.
For entire generations of people now, gaming is as much a part of the fabric of their reality as television, films, books, music, and any other form of entertainment medium. Continue is a magazine for the gaming community, the global gaming community. Not just video and computer games, but board games, card games, role-playing games, alternate reality games, and anything that falls into the category of humans engaging to have fun. A celebration of gaming. Everything we love about this mad entertainment sector. Continue Magazine at www.continuemag.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Just blah, 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 blah before.
Okay, so this is Saturday evening, CantCon 2012. This is Nathan Pankey, and I am running a Bureau of Paranormal Research and Defense, Hellboy Savage Worlds. And to my left, we have Shane, who is playing. Tell them a little something about your character.
I'm playing Roger. He's a construct. He's a large homunculus.
Homunculus, yes. Oh, keep going. If that's it, pass it.
That's about it. He's Jeffrey. Pretty invulnerable.
I'm Jeff. I'm playing Abe Sapien, well-known bluish fishman from the deeps.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Johann Kraus. I'm dead.
You'll get over it.
That's figurative, bro. It's figurative.
Depends on how you look at it.
Right.
I'm Jason. I'm playing Liz Sherman. I am a paranormal investigator, and I am also a fire starter.
Sorry. I'm sorry, dude. Prodigy was just coming up in my head.
I'm Sterling. I'm playing Sidney Leach, the human metal detector.
And finally,
my name is Jay Carter. I am playing the infamous Hellboy, and he pretty much is the ultimate badass. He is the right hand of doom, and if you get in his face about it, he will probably shoot you with good old Samaritan. It doesn't have very good aim, but it uses really big bullets.
That's true.
The bigger your bullets, the less you have to aim.
Exactly. With the wakes.
The wakes. I love that it even says that. Okay. Oh, silly thing. Okay, so just so you guys know, yes.
I get another bit.
What?
Bad luck.
Dang. Oh, darn you. That's right, I did give you luck.
One quick question.
Yes.
Is there anything we need to know about the BPRD edge? Is there anything we need to know about the BPRD edge?
It's connections.
Okay.
Just, do you know what I mean? It basically means the BPRD edge,
yep,
basically is you have connections.
Yep. So I have connections as well.
Okay, so the truth is...
I think it's connections colon BPRD.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yes,
so
your connections are
with the BPRD.
That's your affiliation.
Yeah, right.
And actually, the hierarchy of the team, it's from Tom Manning, the director. The hierarchy is technically Johan, Liz,
then Hellboy.
And then Hellboy.
Yep.
But Hellboy never acts like
it. No, Hellboy is in
Hellboy
charge.
Whatever the hell he wants.
Exactly. Hellboy.
I'm just going to call it out because it's on my character sheet. I do have bad luck.
Oh, that's right. You are always getting the crap kicked out,
yes,
of you.
Yes, exactly.
He's the big hero. He always gets beat up and then comes to the rescue.
Yeah, exactly. So I just felt like being fair there.
Thank you. You do have horrible luck. I forgot about that. Okay. So you guys are in charge, and actually, we are going to start right in. Okay? You guys have been in a subway right now. You're in a subway tracking a... I love the subway. It's always the best place to be. Underground.
Subway car?
No, you're in a subway station. You're in the subway.
I will not.
And you have been tracking a goblin thief whose name is Foulfinder, and you've just caught him. And because of Hellboy, extremely, extremely bad luck, he was able to slip through your fingers. He has valuable information and more for you, but he has eluded you. So he has eluded you. So you guys are basically chasing him, and you need to catch him. So we're going to actually start with the new chase rules. Have you guys ever played the new chase rules?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, good. They're really good. Okay, so what I need everyone to do is, because we are in a foot race, I need everyone to give me a agility trait roll.
So add your wild die, remember.
Yes. Now this is what I need. I need you to hold the fingers up for how many successes and or raises you've achieved. And remember, you only take one number. That's a six.
That's a one. Okay. Up to my usual start, snake eyes.
Awesome.
Well, we'll explain that in a second when it really matters.
It's always four unless it says otherwise.
You go get him, guys.
Did he give us a target yet?
It's always four. Yes, it's always four.
Okay, target's always four. Yeah, that's right.
You need eight for a raise.
Yeah, you need eight for a raise.
One success, one raise.
Okay. So this is what I want you to do.
And the other thing that you should know, I don't know, did you already explain exploding dice?
No.
Okay, so here's how it works. Essentially, all of your dice have the potential to, quote, explode. This means that if you roll the highest number of that die, you can roll it again and add the result. This can happen any number of times. So if you roll a 10 on a d10, roll it again. If you roll another 10, roll it again and add all the results.
The only time that your dice will not explode is running. Because nobody's going to turn into the speed. You know, the flash.
Even damage?
Yep.
Yeah, everything. This is why in Savage Worlds, you can die in the first round of combat. I had a person get 40 points of damage on their first turn.
Oh, that would suck.
Yes, it does. Okay, so this is the way chases work. Is for every success you get, yes.
Patreon.
Oh, on Deluxe, it's 82. So for every success, give me successes. Anything? Zero? No card. Okay. One, two.
Success and raise.
Awesome. Okay.
Hey boy, if you hurt him, I will be most put out.
Ah,
yes, you will.
Shut up.
No, he's 17. For reason.
It was my boo-boo, but I'll fix it. Don't worry about it.
You're already way up there, man.
Two.
I mean, you coming?
Holy cow. Okay, good. That's what I wanted. Okay, so this is the way the chases work. For every success and race, you will receive a card. Based on the card, is who got, did anyone get a club of their highest card? No. So, to attack in a chase, you must have advantage. So, there's a chart. You continue to see the chart, Sterling, from your phone on 83. So, the initiative, the way that it works in the game is that if you look on your little, where your card is, you see how it has aces, hearts, diamonds, clubs. It's reverse alphabetical order. So if there's ever a tie, that's how you know. The highest one, I'll call out Joker, Ace, King, Queen, and we'll just go through that order. I have the Ace of Spades.
Unless somebody has a Joker,
then I go first.
Right.
So because I have the Ace of Spades, I look for King and I look for attack because I have advantage. I'm the highest one. Okay? I'm in short range of you guys. I basically am right above you. It's very abstract. We could be back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I have short and melee attacks are possible. So, I'm going to attack you guys. He pulls out the pistol, goes to shoot, and he's aiming at Hellboy. Actually, who's the first? Who's
front? Bring it on.
You're front up. Okay, I'm going to shoot at Sydney because he's right behind me. And I hit, but I need to check my toughness. And no, I rolled a 3, which is not 4, which is not his toughness. So I went to reach back and hit him. Because none of you had advantage on me, you're basically done. We do another round of foot running. So everybody, no. Give it to me. Everybody roll your dice again. We're chasing down the subway. There's steam pipes. All kinds of crazy stuff just going on. Okay, how many successes? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Mama needs
six,
a new pair of shoes, yeah.
Okay, I am at a complete disadvantage. I am 3 of clubs.
Which means pretty
clubs,
much everybody else can
if
adapt.
Anyone pulls clubs, like, because sometimes you'll get like 4 cards, and your highest one might be a clubs of something. But now I look at where I'm at. I have, all of you have advantage on me, so every single one of you can take an attack. So I'm either in the open, you're either next to me, and basically I'm using the dogfight rules, which are basically until you've caught him, we keep doing this.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to say that's until he's down, or until you can justify I grabbed him. Do you know what I mean? So let's see. I am a 3 of clubs. So we start with Joker, King, Queen.
Bam.
Okay. The Queen of Hearts is medium range, which means you're medium range for me, and you get that, which means that you can attack me, but it's a -2.
Okay.
So you can attack my character.
Can I only do ranged attacks?
You're medium range. You're not within short range. I must have just squirmed up above the subway walls. And but the, like I said, it's super abstract, meaning like, okay, I was able to... Sorry, he's King.
Go.
So King is short.
Ace, King.
Melee attacks are possible.
He's got an ace.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I was just pressing.
Never mind then.
The ace was higher.
No, yep. Joker, King, Queen. Give me the ace. Thank you. Okay, the ace. The King to Joker, you are in short range, and melee attacks are possible.
Melee? Okay.
Yeah, you're within range. I was running, you were able to move around, you're able to even grab me.
Okay.
You got an explode on that big D6.
Yeah.
They seem to do that. They can't con dice
10
a lot.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you in melee?
Yep.
Yes, you hit me.
Okay.
So that was 10.
What is my damage?
Look for down below. Look for
that
the gear.
Also be enraged.
And or abilities.
Gear of the Pentagon.
It depends on the raise is on the is he doing parry ranged or parry?
I was doing the melee.
Melee. Okay.
I would say that you could probably do that ranged or melee. Her attack ranged is 46, but wouldn't that just be fire? So she could just do melee fire.
I was gonna say it's probably either a cone or a medium burst template within 46.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, melee and 46.
You're short. Yeah, you're melee.
Okay.
But also, King and Queen, you guys are within short range, too.
Okay.
You're all right there. Oh, no, you're within Queen, he's within short range, and you're within medium range.
Okay.
Go get him, guys!
Double explode! Kill it!
Don't
nice!
Kill it.
Okay, so 12... 126.
So,
you roast the guy.
Yeah, what we just...
I reach out and grab the back of his head. Burn!
So basically, just for just for the sake of the game.
We won't kill the guy in the first job.
Yeah.
Can he do non-lethal with his fire?
I don't know. I don't think he can do non-lethal with his fire.
That's going to suck.
Sucks to be him.
Yeah, give me back your cards.
Oh, wait, you're taking mine.
Did you pretty much just kill him?
No, I'm just going to say he's incapacitated.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Because at that point, you can roll on the incapacitated
yes.
And say, oh, you didn't die, but you've got a scar, or you broke a bone,
burned all the hair off his head.
Burned all the hair while he's a goblin.
The ugly
he didn't have very much hair in his head in the first place.
So he's got more scars now?
He didn't have very much hair in the first place.
Agent Sherman, that was a bit extreme.
Yes, so...
Is it my fault he's soft skin?
So he needs to roll on the incapacitation table. And he was injury table and 5, 6, 8. Basically, he got 7. He's busted his strength. Basically, he had busted guts. His strength is reduced by a die type.
He boiled his guts.
So, this goblin is laying at your feet, Liz Sherman, and you feel so manly. But, you know, in a feminine, super feminine, delicate...
Super powered feminine.
Yeah, you burned your bra off while that was going on.
And
awesome.
I smack you on the butt with my hand.
Oh, gosh. Yep. She's probably not going to appreciate that. Maybe she will. Shoot, you never know. You guys might be on the outs right now.
I don't know.
You can always see.
Retaliated. I usually just wait for her to burn me in the face.
That's true.
Of course.
So, you guys have this goblin sitting at your feet. He's kind
Everybody
of
else dies.
Limping there at the feet of Liz.
See, I told you I'd fix it.
What do you do? You guys are all there.
I'm shaking my head at elbow like we're
Johann Kraus.
Which is funny because you're a ghost inside of a suit. So you're shaking your spirit essence.
That's right.
You get a pistol, I take it away.
Yeah, you knock the pistol out of his hand. It was almost crusty, kind of.
So I'll go ahead and
knock out,
reach down with my enormous hand, pick him up by the scruff of his neck, and say, all right, spill it.
Spill. Talking about spilling it, he almost spilled my guts there, lady.
So they're spilling them.
Oh. Well, what do you want? You're the guys that jumped me.
Hey, Johann. What were we even nabbing this guy for?
He has information on something we wish to acquire.
What information?
Yeah, don't do that with us. Jiggly, 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 jiggly. All right,
give me intimidation.
Intimidation. Spirit. Oh, yeah, that's nice. D12. With a 12 that breaks. 13.
You feel the warmth liquid. You feel warm liquid running down your leg.
And he actually goes...
And as you're shaking him, this little piece of something about this big just drops, ding, ding, ding. He's like, oh, no.
What did you do? Wet yourself?
Pick that up, please.
Just keep
Agent
me.
Sabian.
Let me keep my pride, man.
I'm gonna grab the item that he dropped.
Okay, you pick it up.
Can't you do some kind of, like, ancestral recall or something?
Yes.
This item is?
Psychometry. Him to pick it
excellent.
Up.
Yeah. Psychometry. So, basically, his power is like the movie. It's not that way in the comic, but in the movie it's that way. He can tell where an item has been. Okay, this is what I need you to do. I need you to roll a spirit roll for me. So just your wild die and a 10. Yep. Roll that, and we're going to see how well.
Oh, explode the 6.
Okay. We'll
explode
that. Roll again?
Yep. Yeah.
Roll it again.
Roll it again. 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 Again.
12.
Oh,
explode it again.
God.
Nice.
18.
Nice. Yes. All right. So, okay. so basically, it
what
starts.
Do you know?
It's and it was on a six. He exploded a six like five times. I think it was like four times. Oh my gosh!
So it doesn't even matter the number
at that point. But at this point,
you know where this thing has been since its creation.
You're touching. You know, seriously, you're touching this piece of metal, and it's very tarnished. It's very, very old. But you see it. You see it's almost like a. You see foul. You see this goblin foul finder taking this. From a, it looks to you, give me a common knowledge roll, which is your smarts. Yep. Smarts, yep, plus D6. And seven. Perfect. So you know that this is kind of a secret Vatican vault. Like it's the church's vault.
Oh dear.
That they've hid this thing.
This is great.
And
it's a relic.
Oh, it's very much
so
a relic.
Trouble for stealing this.
Nice.
So possessing it.
You are holding it. You see him going in, kind of first grabbing it and going backwards, him sneaking in with his little scales that he has. And then before that, it's kind of a little blurry. And then you can see an archaeologist with a monocle kind of digging it out of the dirt. It's like, oh. Before that, you see fire and brimstone falling from the sky, just landing everywhere, burying this. Things topple over. There's this giant statue, this giant idol falls on the ground. Then you go back even further. You go back even further, and you can see, you can't see other than these hands, these giant white hands forging. And then it goes back into the ground as gold.
Okay. Wow. That's super awesome.
The archaeologist, 18th century, 19th century, 20th
century? No, you think it's like 1920s, the archaeologist who found it.
Okay.
You don't know who it is, but it was very clear it was some guy who had a monocle.
Can you connect it to...
And a bowler. And he probably had a pocket watch.
Was it part of a larger item? Is there any way to tell what that larger item might have been?
He thinks that it was a part of a larger tablet. It's just a corner of a tablet.
So it's a gold tablet. One piece of a gold tablet.
And okay. What he can
see... That the Vatican is protecting.
What he can see on the tablet is this.
Okay.
It's just a corner piece.
So that's
if you understand this, you know more than me.
That's the piece we have?
That is the piece you have.
Okay.
And
well, I can speak ancient and magical languages.
Yes, you can.
Can I read it?
You know what? Let's try. I'm a why not kind of person.
I've got a cult. To sketch it.
He probably... Yeah, you guys, you're going to look over it.
All right, what am I rolling?
What's your knowledge? Occult? Or anthropology?
I would say a cult qualifies.
Yeah. Roll a cult. Who else has a cult?
I do. So it's a D8.
Someone please make sure our little friend does not have
history and theology, too.
Yeah, you can do theology as well. I think that's probably biblical theology.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, but you have a cult.
Microwave instructions to me.
I have two X's marked, so it would be a D10. For that, and then a D.
Well, no, because you're going to roll a 6. So for knowledge, you're going to always roll a 6, and then you're always, because you have one in a cult, that's a 4-6. So you're going to roll a D6 and a D6.
Got it.
Yep.
So a cult?
A cult. Okay, no, that's a 3. Oh, yep, roll it again. Okay.
11.
Okay, who got? Give me numbers. Give me your fingers. What you got? Give me fingers what you got. Okay, this is interesting. You would probably know. It all made you. So, so Sydney and Roger, first, like your studies in school and actually just even sensing the metal.
When you were going to homunculus class.
Homunculus class. Well, he was asleep. Actually, Roger was asleep a really long time until Liz woke him up with her fire.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yep, long time ago. This was years ago. And you are eternally indebted to Liz because of that.
So in school, what does he know?
So in school, what both of you guys can learn is one of you guys got the... one of you guys were able to get the phrase Marduk. Marduk. And the other phrase that was kind of related to it, it's still sort of super ancient, sort of old school stuff. It says Marduk. I want to get this right. I don't want to give you guys too much. It says Marduk Nibiru. Marduk Nibiru, and you're either sure it's to Nibiru, from Nibiru, whatever. That all those old languages are kind of weird like that. If you don't get like 10 words, you can't really tell what they're saying.
Yep.
So,
do we know who Marduk Nibiru or Marduk is?
Actually, Abe has the book. Abe has the book. Remember the book?
The book. He's like, oh, Marduk.
Abe has the book. I will let Abe read it.
All right. Marduk is the ancient Babylonian god of judgment and magic, the champion of the greater gods. He was sent and defeated Tiamat, the mother of the first gods. The legend of Marduk and Tiamat, he, Marduk, makes a bow, fletches arrows, grabs a mace, throws lightning before him, fills his body with flame, makes a net to encircle Tiamat within, gathers the four winds so that no part of her could escape, creates seven nasty new winds such as the whirlwind and tornado, and raises up his mightiest weapon to rain flood. Then he sets out for battle, mounting a storm chariot drawn by four horses with poison in their mouths. In his lips he holds a spell, and in one hand he grasps an herb to counter poison. I'm going to read all of this.
It's yours, baby.
First, he challenges the leader of the Anunnaki gods, the dragon of the primordial sea Tiamat, to single combat, and defeats her by trapping her with his net, blowing her up with his winds, and piercing her belly with an arrow. Then he proceeds to defeat Quingu, who Tiamat put in charge of the army and wore the Tablets of Destiny on his breast, and wrested from him the Tablets of Destiny, wrongfully his, and assumed his new position. Under his reign, humans were created to bear the burdens of Iso, the gods could be at leisure. Babylonian texts talk of the creation of Nibiru by the god Marduk as the first city, the holy city, the mountain dwelling of the other gods' delight. Marduk's appearance, Marduk was depicted as a large human, often with the symbol the snake dragon Nachash. Marduk's departure and return. The Marduk prophecy describes when Marduk left or was exiled from Babylon. Following his departure, a famine and pestilence overtook the land. Marduk prophecies that he will return once more to Babylon as a messianic king who will bring salvation to the city and who will wreak a terrible vengeance on all who oppose him. Thereafter, the text lists various sacrifices.
So basically, this guy back in Babylon.
That's all real text.
Defeats this dragon queen lady, right? And this is his breastplate. And he's going to come back and save Babylon and kill everyone with his poison and fierce winds. Doesn't sound too hard.
I'll just keep this out here.
I think you guys summed it up marvelously.
Yes, so as it says, Babylonian god. It's fuzzy on some stuff, but this piece, the goblin is still sitting there, and he's just sitting there, and you guys have the piece. What do you do?
This is your area, Johan. I ain't got a clue.
Perhaps we should go to the Vatican.
Yeah, what do we do with the goblin, Molly? In the meantime,
we take him to the.
Throw this guy in the cell.
Prisoner.
He can run the mouse wheel.
Besides, he looks like he needs a little medical care.
Guys, hey guys. Easy. You don't shoot the messenger, right? You don't shoot the...
Right.
I'm just a pizza boy!
What's a pizza boy doing with a piece from the Vatican's vault?
It's a monology, you stupid...
I'm going to attempt to read his mind to see where he was taking this.
Oh, and he feels it. He's going to try to... exist, but he's an idiot.
That would be a spirit, I think.
Right? A D6 to start with.
Yeah, spirit.
Your wild die, yep.
Four to four. So you're not getting anything right now. He's trying to resist you actively. Think about Margaret Thatcher.
I jail him again. You can either tell us.
Minus two. Yeah, roll again.
Roll again.
Yep, he had a minus two. Bam.
Nice.
So, he.
One on that one.
Oh, okay. Looks weird.
It's not one of the game combos.
It's not a game combo.
All right, then.
It's a die from a wedding I went to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wedding favors the bride and groom or
game. It was the nerd wedding of my lifetime.
Yes. Nice. Mother-in-law
the table decorations were handmade for Settlers of Catan boards.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm kidding. I got pictures to prove it.
Yep. Yeah, so he's like, and I probably should have said this earlier. This is me just not literally reading this before I started the session. But you guys are actually on the Pont Neuf Bridge in Paris. You're under the bridge because where all the troll markets are always under bridges.
Yeah,
always the Brooklyn Troll Bridge.
Yep.
Right.
And we're all under these troll markets. And you guys were in the subway, and he was heading to the market. So you know this guy was heading to the market to meet with his informant, but he doesn't really even know who it is. But you know what he looks like.
Okay.
Because he knows what he looks like.
Hey, all right, well, describe goblin. This guy. What is
Hey! So you got Smoke Man here, and you're gonna. You got your information. No harm, no foul.
Well,
you know,
I want to know from Johan what he looks like.
You know?
No, I believe the harm was done when you stole the.
I'm afraid we cannot just let you go to inform about us.
He's by the rules, by the way.
All right, tell you what.
We do not
stick
wish
around
to kill
until
you.
We find out exactly who your informant is.
What are you going to do? Put me on a chain or something?
Not a bad idea.
Oh,
I put him on a chain and I hang him up.
No. He actually has... Roger has chain joints
nice.
On his body, so you can actually Good. Attach his chain
there
to his
go,
chest.
There you go, Roger. Enjoy.
Oh, God, no.
All of the
hey, bro! Guys, hey, movie. Hey!
All right. So, what do we know about this informant guy? Like, what does he look like? Does
he
look like
he was a hooded figure. He's this whitish-looking guy, mm-hmm. and whitish-looking person.
Please tell me he's not an elf.
No, not an elf. At least you don't think so. I know he's not, okay. But you don't know that. So, this is not the winter court, summer court, autumn court, spring court, equinox, solstice court. None of those courts.
Okay.
So
this is just a marketplace.
No, because you guys are headed to the marketplace.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hooded figure, white, and it might even seem like to you, what did you get on your roll?
Seven.
A seven?
Ooh, I've got a great idea. Let's let this guy go. Give him a spare bit of metal to take with him.
Hey!
Let him meet his contact and we'll flush him out. Because
if
obviously the negotiation is going to go sour the second he reveals that he hasn't got the thing.
If you
but
assist
at the very
this,
least he'll show himself and we can follow him.
If you assist this, I will make sure he does not pick you up and shake you again.
Hey, no promises. No promises. But I'll be on my best behavior.
Nice. Hey, you gotta make a living, gotta get paid.
Hey, just fine. Go right in, talk to your informant guy, and you're free to go.
He will pay you, yes.
Well, how am I gonna do that with tied to Gumby here?
Roger.
And my young friend, if you try to escape...
He tries to start running.
He will hunt you down.
He's literally like a foot.
I want to try to...
I hold him up by his foot.
I want to try to keep
very unwise. Nah.
I turn him around so he can face me.
Hey!
Do we have an accord? I'm a guy that... keeps my promises. I said I'll be agreeable. Are you okay with that, or do I need to punch your face into that wall over there?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's just get this clear. All I have to do...
walk in, get the guy to come out, you're free to go.
Walk in.
With this little bit of metal here, right? There we go, right there. Just give that to the guy.
He's not gonna believe me with this.
Of course he's not. That's not the point. You're free to go after that. It's not your concern.
Okay. So I walk in.
Yeah. Hand the guy the bit of metal.
I hand him the metal.
Yeah.
And then I can go.
There you go.
I can go.
You're good to go.
Can I have that in writing? Dad, can I have that in writing?
You'll have to take my word.
He's a man of his word. Look, we're trying to trust you here.
I can write
it
in your flesh
us.
If you want. A little extra meat.
Hey. No. Okay, so... drops down. He's like, okay. I'm not going to run. So, leads you guys to the troll market. Troll market bustling with activity, as you know, as they do. Comes to the spot in a square, if you will. It's probably more of an octagon kind of thing, where all the different subway underneath tunnels and everything are kind of all meeting together. And he walks in, and all of a sudden...
I'm going to ready my gun.
Okay, the Samaritan is out. Are you going to try to be stealthy with it at all?
I'm gonna attempt to mill about.
Stealth. You are not stealthy.
Terrible at all, but you know what?
What do you have stealth?
Oh, no, you actually don't. You actually have it in an 8.
Captain's
D8.
Oh, nice. All right, then.
But you have horrible luck.
All right. Let's go, baby.
Nice.
Oh, all right, so a 9. I got a raise.
Okay.
I just lean against the wall and blend in. It happens to be a red wall.
Yes, it does.
You're a red wall?
Okay, so you're leaning up against the wall. What are you guys doing?
I'm going to try to melt into the crowd and keep an eye on, basically parallel, the goblin.
Okay, so...
we're going old school.
Right.
I'm melding into the wall.
Yeah, so he's up against this wall. It's a little bigger, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
A little bigger than that. Where are you guys at?
Where's the goblin?
He's going somewhere over here. You guys came in that way.
Okay. Trying not to get distracted by something that looks fascinating.
I will try to follow along discreetly through the crowds behind him.
Okay, I need everybody to roll stealth for me. And then I need everybody after that to give me a notice check. So everybody find your stealth. It's under agility. And then the ticks, 3 ticks is an 8. 2 ticks is a 6.
That was my notice. Oh, crap.
Okay, who got successes on stealth? Successes. 2, 4.
20, I got 23.
Holy crap. Blending King, 1. Good, 1.
3.
3.
I didn't blend in so well.
You didn't blend in, and you're the only human in the place.
Yep.
And you are beautiful in that Salma Blair way. It's kind of weird. You don't quite get it.
I got a 6 on notice.
I hid in some machinery.
And so basically, who got, what were your, on your notices? Notices.
I didn't hear.
Now roll your notice.
Yeah, now roll notice.
You're blended in.
So now you are blended in.
What's going on here?
Okay.
Actually, double ones. So.
Double ones. Oh. Wow, that was your notice?
My notice.
I got 1 and 2.
Okay. Anybody won on their trait die, not their wild die. Trait die.
A 1 in my head.
Double 1.
Trait die?
You got double 1s as well?
Double 1.
You're so well hidden that you're like investigating the machinery you're hidden in.
Okay, you guys were paying...
That's the curious coming in.
That's
so fascinating over here. It's what?
I'm the same success. I'm not curious as well. It's like...
Okay.
Hey, that's a nice...
Everyone else is paying so much attention to blend in. The only person that sees anything is Abe. The only guy that sees anything at all.
This is going to play out really well.
Always does.
I like it.
So...
How many many successes did you get, Abe?
So,
two, nice.
You've kind of, and this is the only reason he sees it, is because the person's over here.
Okay.
And he's over here, and you see something in black.
Which one's the goblin? The bead? Or
goblin's the bead, little guy.
Okay.
We'll say number one is the number one.
Okay.
Okay. So, what's the...
I'm checking out.
Trying to pay attention.
Yeah.
So...
Can't afford to pay attention.
No, you can't. I used to have that shirt.
Yes, it's ancient.
And I see a guy walk past who has a better looking trench coat than me. I'm just like...
Okay.
Hey, buddy, how much you get that for?
Exactly. You guys are all talking to the goblins. They're looking at you. There's one little goblin, one little troll, little girl troll, horrible looking. She's kind of playing with your hair a little bit. So beautiful, and that's all she can say.
Okay.
It's kind of weird, but you know what? It's cool. So, Abe, right?
Yep.
Abe sees this, that, oh my gosh, this guy is coming out, and you're even maybe like trying to get there.
Hey,
going down.
Something going down.
Okay.
This exchange is starting to take place right now, and because you're the only one that notices, it's just going to be between you and me.
Did the first round.
Yeah.
Did the goblin and the black figure see each other at the same time, or did he come up?
It looks like he probably was waiting there the whole time, was waiting for the goblin, and the goblin, and the goblin was like, and he kind of went... Okay. One of those deals.
Okay.
So
he recognized him. The goblin recognized the guy.
So now, just so I can make sure we're all kind of, this isn't even maybe combat per se, but so we all can kind of go in order.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
There you go. So, right now, as this is going on, you have a split-second decision. You can do something, move, whatever, before these guys can do anything.
Move, talking as a free action, you can attack.
Talking, free action, any type of check, anything. And basically the
use
way...
Use any of your abilities.
Yeah, use your abilities. And basically the way it works for this for multi-actions is everybody in their turn can freely talk, move up to their pace in squares, that's basically squares, their pace, and if you want to do any other actions, every other action accrues a -2 penalty, so you take 2 off the next roll. And then after you do that, your third, you have to actually roll an agility roll and succeed to even be able to get the -2 for that one.
Okay.
So it keeps action very quick.
How far away am I from the
two? You are probably from here to this wall, from here to the wall. I mean, it's very short. It's almost relevant. It's almost 20, completely
20
relevant.
Feet, 20 feet at most.
Oh, yeah, most. Okay. The 4 squares. So that's within.
All right. Is there a ceiling here?
Yes, it's probably about this height as well.
Okay.
Same as short dimensions.
I don't know Abe's capabilities that well. Can I jump that far to the ceiling and grab on?
Let's see.
I honestly don't know.
Let's look.
Maybe it's a lot better. He's more of a swimmer than a jumper.
Yeah.
And just for the sake of argument, if you take off and none of us are really noticing anything, we probably won't know where you went.
Right.
You know what? I'll let you roll a D6 to see how many squares you can jump up. So roll a 2, so you can jump 10 feet. So maybe you won't be able to jump like vertically.
Right.
Because he actually has jump. Like, look on yours. What does it say for vertical?
Where jump. Would jump be? Oh, leap.
Leap.
Level 3.
Yeah, so you can jump 2 inches vertically.
Which
works
out to be 10
horizontally,
feet.
Horizontally, 10 feet. So you were able, you could jump 10 feet. Okay. I'm just giving you that.
Okay. Not enough.
So no, not enough.
To reach the ceiling.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, you'd be just under. But maybe there's pipes. You know what? Give me a luck roll. Give me 3d6. Give me 3d6, and what you're wanting on each of the dice is to go above. You want highs are good, lows are bad. So you're actually
nothing
down. There's nothing there.
Okay.
It's basically like the ceiling. coming.
Alright, hold my weapon.
Yes, you are Glock.
Hold my weapon and run towards them at
top speed.
What? Top speed? Less than top speed because I want to.
Well, you can
probably walk there.
You can walk in the same amount of time. It's only like four squares.
All right. Hold my weapon.
Which your pace is six. That's nothing for you.
Put my weapon in.
Okay, pulling your weapon is one action. Yep. So he readied his before you even got here.
Exactly.
So you pull it out and you're walking towards him.
Yep.
Cool. And you aim. In your card? Okay.
And tell me when we're in combat.
Yeah, I was just making sure we could see who went first.
You want to shout an alarm at all? You want to stay stealthy?
I want to stay stealthy for a moment.
Okay, so you're just at the corner. You're looking now. You see, at this point, you see the. Give me a notice check. With the wild die. Dang.
Nice.
That die is so lucky.
I know, isn't it great?
I'm going back and buy about 10 or 15.
I know.
14.
14. So you can see the hand that is taking this piece of metal looks exactly like the hand that you saw.
Oh, freaking crap.
You're going, oh no.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And he hands him that, and as soon as it's handed, as soon as the piece of metal is put into the hand pulls it, closes it, and.
Okay, right there. I want to yell as loud as I can, "Hey, Rube!"
Oh my God! Let me see.
And I'm read it.
Okay,
you should read it.
Oh yeah,
awesome.
You read it.
Here's what's going on. I yell, "Hey, Rube!" to get the attention of the shopkeepers. Play during combat. A mob of angry locals, equal to two per hero, joins the battle as allies. Treat them as soldiers armed with whatever the GM deems appropriate. They stay
in the
battle only.
That is so awesome. Can I have your other cards? You use them. Thank you.
And I say,
that's
shoplifter.
He deserves a friggin' Benny. That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's why I like those cards, because you can do stuff like that.
Now I'm so glad I got that back.
Yes.
So he calls out, and there is just
pandemonium.
Everybody. I mean, that's a huge deal. They all just turn and go. And this hooded figure is like,
oh shit.
Oh.
Exactly.
What just happened?
You don't see, but you see the hand, you see that? The goblin goes flying. They all look, all the commotion's going on, and this guy tries jetting. Oh yeah. Okay. So he starts trying to run. What are you going to do? I think we're in combat now.
Yeah, we're in combat.
Okay, so you have a whole band. We'll just say you have a whole group, yes, of these.
Oh crap!
Yeah, that's fine. You have a whole group of
angry mobsters.
Angry mobs.
Oh. Fenders were a little mad.
They were mad.
Ace.
Three.
Well, don't.
I'm still looking at the.
Don't
code.
Feel bad. It's like we have like one. Oh, we have two face cards. That's not bad.
I'm still dealing with that little kid troll thing.
Yeah.
Trollkin.
Hellboy's over, leaning on the wall, going, "Yeah, baby, I work out."
Okay.
You know, I better work out.
Joker.
Could be worse.
Liz always likes him huge. I don't know why.
Jay. Could be worse.
Yeah, I suppose.
Joker, King.
We're all completely just. Wow, what's that?
How about an
Joker,
ace?
King, what?
How about an ace?
Joker, nice. King, Queen, or ace, sorry.
Ace,
Joker,
King,
ace, sorry.
Ace.
Kate.
Do I have a clear shot at Mr. Mysterious here?
Oh, Yes, I'll say though, because it's dark, it's going to be encore a minus two
low light
to your
vision?
Hit. So you're going to do a shooting.
Low light vision?
Oh, yeah, then you're fine.
Okay.
Nice. Well, then, hey.
I forgot, superheroes screw up everything. But I will use my powers to run over all of your plot hooks.
But because I'm heroic, I don't want to shoot if there's danger of hitting a bystander. So I don't.
You're right, but you're in front of everyone.
Oh, God.
And they haven't had enough chance to reform yet.
They haven't had enough chance. They're just starting to get ready.
Okay. I'm going to say stop or I'll shoot.
Okay, that's a free action. He's not stopping.
Okay, I shoot to wound.
To disarm or to wound, that's a called shot.
Yep.
Legs, arms is a minus two.
Legs.
And then for everything smaller, minus four.
Legs.
So you're going to shoot him in the legs. Okay, that's a minus two.
Yep. Okay.
So, go for it.
So explode that shooting. Guy again.
Yeah. So you're going to do your shooting.
Plus your D6.
Shooting
is a 10.
Is a 10.
Oh. And your D6, yep.
Wow.
Oh.
Five.
But you know what?
It's a hit.
No, minus no. two.
Yeah, that's right.
You so three.
It goes
Wait,
right.
Is he not able to Benny the attack roll?
Oh, he can use a Benny to change it.
The minus two for darkness.
Call shot.
Oh, right, call shot. Right.
Call shot.
What do you got? Same.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Sucks, dude.
Okay, so
you wanted to, you could bang it again, but it's up to you, of course.
No,
he's the only one there. But
okay.
I'm on a 9, so a lot of you guys might go before me.
Yeah,
Jack's up next.
Jack.
All right, hand over the card.
Is there machinery in the area?
Give me a luck check. 3d6. High's good, low's bad. Yeah.
Even.
There's some machinery. What are you wanting to do?
I want to possess the machinery and...
Yes, you would.
And take... Surround him with it.
Yes, give me a spear check.
Is there a working model robot?
Even a non-working model robot
yeah, exactly.
would work with him. Nice.
Oh, exploded.
Oh, yeah.
Did he get...
Wow, it's 9.
Okay.
There are several pieces of equipment that are not connected to the wall. And so what I'm going to do is make him take an agility and try to work around it. What was your roll?
9.
A 9? Okay. 6. 6.
Oh.
Okay.
Nimble, bastard.
You literally are taking cables and conduits and everything that you can possibly think. You unleash the beast. Went in, and I mean, but this guy seems a little faster, a little stronger, a little bigger
than you anticipated.
Yes.
Yeah. This is certainly not human.
Okay, Jack.
Human's slightly more than.
Jack, 10.
Down.
9. 8. 9. Okay, he is going to just try to run away. Actually, he's going to try to knock down stuff to keep you guys from away. Guys away.
Throw crap in our way.
Yes. Try to give you a minus two to something. I don't even know what. 4, he was able to knock some stuff over, but it's not going to be anything incredibly hard. But he's just trying to knock things over to get in your way. So maybe slow you down. Maybe slow your pace down by 2 or something goofy like that. Whatever. Okay. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
All right.
Okay.
So he's trying to run out of the room.
You got metal too.
Yeah.
Okay, you're all in the hallway now. All
right.
You're all running.
So he's wearing metal or is he? Carrying a piece of metal or?
Oh, he's carrying that piece of metal still, so you can still detect him because the little piece of metal. Sydney's power is he can control metal and feel, know what it's made of, everything. Metal is his thing.
So he can zoom in to something that's one piece.
I'll divvy them in at the last person, and they'll all come
just
in.
Just go, that little piece of metal you're carrying,
spleen shot. So what do you want to do?
Yeah, no, actually, how big is the metal?
It's that fragment, the corner piece is about that big. Right, you probably could do something.
Well, he hasn't got the actual piece.
Well,
no, the actual piece is in Johan's suit.
Yeah.
But right. Johan's not in his suit.
Right, so the piece that the guy's carrying is just a spare bit of whatever.
Yes.
Some piece of debris.
And before I decide, is there anything else in the hallway?
Oh, but it's just a service. You know what I mean? Like a service was going to be yeah. pipes, conduit, just like he was trying to pull things in to grab him.
Uh-huh.
Tell me what you want to do. We can figure it out.
Okay, so, yeah, I'll just... He's carrying against him.
Okay, you're going to just use that as a weapon?
Yep.
Okay, give me spirit roll.
Spirit?
Yep.
Yeah, straight up spirit. So, D86.
Four. But four is enough. And I'm going to say, actually, give me a 2d6 because it's technically...
Nice.
13.
Oh, okie dokie. That is just below what you need, but it does slow him down. It's slowing him down. Okay. Five, four, three.
You have three.
Three hearts.
Diamonds club.
Bam, bam, bam.
All right, so I lean forward from the wall, and I'm like, hey, who started the party without me? Blam!
Okay, that is going to be, I'm just going to say that's going to incur at least a minus four.
So I don't have, like, see in the dark or anything?
No. It's just because it's far away.
Range
he's
increment?
Away from you and you're...
My range increment is 24, 48, 96.
What is it?
Range increment?
Oh,
crap. You have a
cannon. The Samaritan's great.
Okay, you're still technically... Okay, let's see.
He could be
can
shooting
run
the crowd
six,
assistance.
I'm not sure he cares about
the
crowd.
No,
he doesn't, but it makes it harder to hit
12.
The target.
No, you're still technically in short range with that.
Okay, and because I am...
hand cannon.
I am heroic.
And it does heavy damage too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
3d8.
Which means it can destroy cars.
Rate of fire 1. What does AP4 mean?
AP4 means it has armor piercing 4.
Oh, yes. I can pierce through armor by 4 points of damage. And what's HW?
HW is heavy weapon, meaning it can destroy buildings and dragons.
That just sounds so good. The heavy weaponry attribute means you can destroy buildings and dragons. Because let's face it, no one can kill dragons unless
they have heavy weapons.
Okay, well, I am heroic. I don't want to hurt anybody. And so I'll give him a fair shot.
Everybody down!
God. Okay, do not roll a 1.
Yeah, I know. Because I suck. I actually have
tell
something...
Okay, if he rolls a 1, the innocent bystander law comes into practice. Which basically means that if he rolls a 1 on his attack dice, one of you is going to get
Grim Servant of Death.
Troll girl gets it.
Yeah, little troll girl is going to get it.
It's me.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I need 3d8 on this one. I need to attack, yeah?
Yes, you need attack first.
Okay, so this is shooting. That's d8. Come on, baby.
I think your shooting's higher than his.
No, but
it's a 4.
Does it hit his parry, though? Or does it matter?
No, parry doesn't matter.
You're call good.
All you need to do is hit him.
So there you go. There's that, and I will get out some 3d8 action. We have a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9. Nope, Samaritan busts right past as one of the conduits.
Seriously?
No.
Aww.
As one of the conduits comes past and she breaks off, just busts this conduit off into the hallway.
All right.
3.
Aww,
3.
Crap.
All right. So, I have no...
Jason, give me a car, bro. Thank you. Kate.
I'm going to disentangle myself from the little girl full of my hair.
Kate, listen, I got real work to do.
Draw my gun.
Pretty.
Incur the...
minus 2?
Yes, incur the minus 2 and try and take
so
a shot.
So pretty.
What is my shooting?
Shooting is under agility. Oh! Bouncing dice.
It throws away.
Oh!
Agility.
It exploded.
Yes, it did. That's an 11.
11. Okay. 11 for shooting is a raise, so you get to add a d6 to damage. So that's... Yeah. You probably just have a 9mm Glock.
I've got a Glock, yeah.
Yep.
2d6.
That's, that is the assigned weapon of the Bureau.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh!
Holy crap, you're gonna totally shut me up.
That's
your girl, man.
I know, that's right.
Make me proud, baby.
That's right. All right.
27.
Let's see how that works out.
Running. Samaritan blows a flipping hole
in
the wall because because of this explosion, this creature moves to the side.
And as my line he's of moving, fire.
He goes, oh, there he is. Bam! Lands on the ground.
Slides.
Yeah. It hits a wall. Oh, it's laying there. We're not out of combat shape.
I go up behind her.
That's my girl.
Your army is surrounding this body. And oh, now they're all just back in pointing.
So far, of the two people we've entered combat with, she has wailed on them both times.
Guys, why don't we just go home?
Hey.
Catch a football game. Just
turn them in and call it good.
These are hors d'oeuvres. Okay, so...
Agent Sherman, you have been hanging around him too long.
So, they're laying there, and what they see is, as they're all... There's a giant...
No.
They're all looking at this... Not deformed. It looks something like him, but not like him.
An Atlantean.
Ooh. Something like him, but not like him. Similar. A little more white.
A cult
screen.
A cult to identify?
What?
A cult to identify?
Yeah, give me a cult. Try to see if you guys can identify this thing.
Yeah. I got a 5.
Who got that? Give me.
I got 10.
Two. Okay, I'm gonna let you get the book.
Good job.
This is what he knows. He goes, I know what this is. Or at least I've seen pictures.
Anunnaki means something to the effect of those who came down from heaven. It also yields the meaning the 50 princes of heaven. Anunnaki appears in the Babylon creation myth as workers. Anunnaki first served Tiamat under the charge of
Kingu. I had to learn all these names.
But both Kingu and Tiamat were defeated by Marduk. The Anunnaki were put to hard labor in the mining of precious metals deep within the earth. They eventually cried out to Marduk and asked for primitive workers to be made to take their labor. Marduk hears their plea and brings forth man from Anunnaki.
Oh, shut up.
In gratitude, the Anunnaki built Nibiru.
Yep, Nibiru.
The splendid mountains.
They are raised high. They raised high the heaven of Nibiru, or the head of Nibiru. Having built a mountain as high as heaven, they set up in it as the as an abode for Marduk.
All right.
So they're fallen,
okay.
They're fallen angels.
Sure.
Babylonian.
So, what we know so far, just to kind of give you a recap of everything. Tablet, Marduk tablet. Thing, hand making tablet. This thing. There are basically these white-ish creatures. And everybody is pointing, and this is what they're pointing at. Branded in the back and the front of this creature is this symbol.
Okay,
now we can do a cult.
Okay.
A cult, theology, any of those types of things. Throw it out.
I got a 9.
I got a 5.
Give me fingers.
Oh, double ones.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Okay. Johan, who else had 1? Okay, those with 1s and 2s heard this. 2s? Okay.
No, 2 1s.
Oh, God. You were too busy Looking at something else. So,
posing after blowing its brains out.
Yes. Smarting for me smacking me on the butt.
Pretty.
Ow. I told you, stop pretty. Doing that.
She's
so
trying
hard.
To braid your hair. So, so pretty with her four arms and
yes.
20 fingers. So,
I don't want to know.
You see this? This is a little later on from the other symbol of the tablet. This means Marduk.
So Marduk has branded Marduk. These as his workers.
Marduk owns it.
Property of Marduk.
So
when we get back on the plane, I'm going to ream you guys. Unprofessional behavior. Starting a firefight in the troll market.
Oh, what do I care? Look, I'm not a very good shot. The Samaritan shoots really big bullets.
Exactly. And you're like seriously like writing in your journal. Actually, let's take a 5-minute break. You're all staring at the brand. What's up?
The goblins and trolls or what, the bystanders, they know what that symbol means.
No, they're just staring at it like that's weird. And this, give me a notice roll. Especially Liz, I'm going to give a +2.
Okay.
For notice. This reason alone.
Exploding.
That gets me so angry.
2-2-2-0-9-1. Awesome. Okay, so you hear something in French that you don't understand.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sweet.
Whoa.
That's the big bad side.
Nice.
So,
that's awful.
You guys notice that the burn marks, that burn mark, is starting to disintegrate.
What burn mark?
The brand is actually starting to work its way out of the creature, and the creature is disintegrating as you speak. You, Liz, you're tugged. Your leg is being tugged.
Okay. Look down and see what's doing it?
Yeah. Goblin child.
Okay, so it's not our little goblin. Is that
it? It's the little troll girl.
Oh, okay.
Cholkin. She's grabbing you. She's pointing.
Okay, I'll look at what she's pointing at.
There is a just around, just because this is what trolls do. There's a TV. And the news is on. And you see the symbol. And it's a news report on a cult. And you see this man holding a book. And on the book, you can see... What the heck? That you can see just something either on the book or on his thing, that symbol.
Howie Mandel is the cult of Marduk.
I believe it. So it's a sun symbol?
Yeah, but I'm saying like it's very subtle.
Yep.
It's very subtle, but it's very clear that
you know what you're looking for,
and that's
there.
Right.
Okay.
So the news report goes on.
What's it about? What is it saying about him?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
The news report goes on. Sorry. And it is, it's a news report that's in French, but... None of you guys can speak French, I don't think.
No, I only speak ancient and magical languages.
I can talk to you in ancient Babylonian, but I don't know what the crap you're saying in French.
But you have a whole group of people that might be able to translate.
Yeah. I don't parlez-vous, but do you parlez-vous?
Since we're in France.
What?
In France.
Yeah.
Where do you find the languages?
Yeah, I would say somewhere in there. RC, it would be under knowledges.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I don't have it.
So,
yep.
Are you going to try to get...
I have knowledge. The third knowledge skill is blank. What is that?
Yeah, I don't think it was anything.
Okay.
I just think it was a misprint.
Okay. All right. Does anybody here speak English?
English?
English.
And there's this old... old. Going through this parting ways, this old soul. Old. I speak the English.
What are these guys saying, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, they are talking cult the word is ancient esoterics, right? Strangers esoterics.
Okay,
they
so Susiterics, all right, go on.
Susiterics, yes, right. Susiterics, they meet at Mount Bugere Rock, Bugera, the south.
You're meeting in a Booger Rock, okay. You're in a Booger Rock.
Booger Rock,
alright, sounds good.
They meet at this town, upside down. She takes her cane and moves her cane. Upside down. Mount.
Okay, you got a mountain. It's upside down.
Mount. Yes. Upside down. Upside down mountain.
The crater.
Like floating in the sky.
No. Mountain. And she points. And at the TV, it's a mountain, but it doesn't look. It doesn't look upside down at all.
Under the mountain?
No, she's trying to get you guys to understand her. But the funny thing is you could probably read her mind and
okay,
what
call
she's
again.
Seeing. You're gonna give her
a goblin mind. This will be fun. Okay, let's go for it.
So I'm sitting.
7.
Yes. She's not resisting. As she is mumbo jumboing around, mount upside down, mount thing, you distinctly hear her say, oh, it's a story about this group of people from all over the world who are going to this small town in Bugarak, Mount Bugarak, which is called the upside down mountain because the stone that should be at the inside and the bottom of the mountain is actually on the top of the mountain. They call it the upside down mountain because the hardest rock is at the top, not the bottom. And they say that the men who meet at Mount Bugarak are awaiting the return of the visitors, the aliens that are living inside the mountain. So what they're going to do is they're calling people from all over the world to come on a specific date, to come and have a harmonic convergence so that the creatures can be released to save us.
Okay. I checked my watch.
A bunch of crack watch.
Well, it doesn't.
No,
look
no.
Like
I mean, he hasn't said anything
seconds.
To you guys yet. But
it sounds like there's a second coming.
But she said, and she's just saying, oh yeah, this guy is going all over the news now, everywhere in the world. He's an American. He thinks he knows so much.
Howie Mandel.
Stupid Howie Mandel. That's give you a deal, no deal. I'll punch you in the face. So, they
Canadian.
Is he?
Yes.
I'd punch him in the face, too, with a maple leaf. So, they... he lived Maple Mark. So, they're meeting around this mountain, and that's all the information she knows. That's all they say on the TV. Oh, and the mount, it's upside down.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, the booger, it's the rock that you got to put up your nose. Okay,
you're good. Good boy. Here's some candy. You're not sure it's candy.
All right, thanks.
We have the information we need.
Okay. Hey, sorry, we Agent blew up boy. Your troll market. My bad.
Did the guy just totally dissolve?
Dissolved. His cloak is all that's left.
His cloak?
We will take the cloak.
No weapons?
Nope.
ID, nothing like that.
Oh, no, he was essentially naked.
Out of curiosity, the bit of metal he had in his pocket, is that gone too?
It's just sitting.
Okay.
Inside the cloak.
So apparently it's only localized to the physical form of the guy, not what he's carrying, so that means that if he had anything else on him, it would be here too.
Yes.
We're confident that only his body was...
From all you can tell, he was naked.
Absolutely, he can tell us where it was made.
A piece of metal and Liz's bullet.
And a Liz's bullet.
I think
yes.
Liz's bullet
you
went
shot
all the way
him or
through.
You
yeah.
Fired.
You that was
fired.
A gun.
As your gun? Awesome. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. She's pretty BA.
I know. Dang.
And she can turn into fire.
I know. I mean, how cool is that? You really probably don't need the gun. All right. Fair enough.
Oh, the gun is a little more localized, and you don't have
to.
Hey, but and you don't have to roll on a. You don't have to roll on a D6 to see if other things start on fire. So you know. Okay, so you guys have your information. You're in the troll market. What are you doing now?
So
he's the boss.
We are taking the cloak. We are leaving.
All right.
To go to this. Do some research on this Mount Bugarak.
Mount Bugarak. Or Bugarak, if you want to call it that. It's kind of what it's probably called.
I pull out a stogie, bite the end off.
Liz, you want to do me a favor?
Thanks. All right, let's go to this Bugarak.
Is there a BPRD office we can go check in with and get some...
You guys essentially, how they had the trash truck, you guys have something like that on most Air Force bases that are in other countries like France or Germany or whatever. The Air Force, because you were first instituted with the Air Force. So that's where your closest connection is to. You have your own like B-57 giant outfitted for, you have your water tank. You guys all have the things that you need, computers, whatever, on, so you can travel anywhere in the world, because you kind of do that a lot, even though it doesn't say that so much in the movies. You travel everywhere. You go to Japan, you go to Australia, you need to be able to go anywhere. So, you guys can go to the Air Force base, which is fairly close, you know, downtown in Paris. Or, it's not downtown, but outside of Paris. I'm making that up. I have no idea if there's an Air Force base there.
It works for the stories.
I'm just glad it's not in freaking Switzerland, because I know I'm not sticking base there.
Yeah, because realism is something we need right now.
Yeah, for real. So, you guys are at the Air Force base. I'm saying you're right outside. You can be inside. What are you guys doing?
Go inside. I want to go inside and... Report what we know. In case we don't come back.
That's his job.
Yeah.
You can look up information and give it to him. But he is the one who directly talks to Tom Manning. And he's the one who directly wants to always kill Tom Manning.
I'm going to go play with his cats. They actually have some company.
I'm sending a nasty report. These guys were bad. They were bad.
And Tom Manning goes, "Well, it's your own fault. You're the handler."
Do we know the people themselves, or just that we know that the facility exists?
What do you mean?
Like, if I walk in, can I address the secretary by name?
Well, you guys, you have a mobile office. Okay. You're it.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're kind of independent.
I see. We're not actually going
the Air Force. No, the Air Force base itself provides you guys with a space that you can keep your vehicle.
All right,
you can actually keep your jet.
I'll walk into the Air
Force. But you guys also bring a trash vehicle with you, so that you can always go everywhere and not cause a scene.
Yep.
That's right.
I presume the scientific offices are all back home, though.
Yeah, but with the internet, bro.
Well, I'm thinking we've got.
You have a satellite on your jet.
I want the cloak. A detailed examine of the cloak, which are
You gotta get it analyzed. Yeah. So what you can do is
Don't you have like a knowledge or something that you could do that yourself?
I don't know if he does. He might. Do any of you guys have science or chemistry or anything like that?
Metallurgy.
You have metallurgy. So the only thing that he could do is he could
I've got alchemy.
He could know that's magic. No, he Sydney could actually do something on the tablet, piece of the tablet you were given.
Yep. Five.
So you were able to. It took you several hours to just kind of really get detailed, do little things, besides you just touching it, because you like getting your hands on it, feel it. Actually, putting some data into the computer. You're fairly sure that it is like 99.9% gold, but there is this 0.1 trace mineral, something in it that just is not, will not compute. Won't come up. What is it?
Element.
Unknown element. Doesn't know what it is.
Kryptonite.
Agent Keep Sabian. Away from Superman.
Yeah.
It'll kill him. It's red kryptonite.
I want to do a psychometric examination of the cloak.
Of the cloak itself. So the cloak itself, you could see same sort of thing. Shows the guy dying. Shows the guy putting it on. It shows the... it shows it being put on, then it goes back. It shows it further. You're not even really sure about time. It shows it being made and then gone. But it doesn't really show anything besides that where it was put on was very dark.
Do I get the sense that it was put on him yesterday or last year?
It could have been put on anywhere between last week and 3 months ago.
Okay.
But it was very close. And by the way,
when it was made.
By the way, the date is October 30th.
Halloween's coming up. Great.
Ours. Our base of operations is where?
New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Fairfield.
I'm gonna play my card.
Okay, go for it. Let's see.
I happen to know the officer that's in charge of the MP at the front gate.
Got it.
He's an ex-handler for the
BPRD.
BPRD. And as we go in, I see him. And then he mentions that he'd like to get that cloak back to Massachusetts and analyzed, get some information on it. So I go back out and ask him, do you know of any flights going back to Massachusetts or close to it? You know, in the next 24 hours.
Shoot, he says, I can do you one better. He says, I know a guy here that can do it.
Okay, because I've got to get this taken care of.
He goes, I can get it taken care of now.
Thank you.
Okay, so... he takes the cloak and he brings it to his friend, has it analyzed, has it looked at more and more, and there are, like he said, there's traces of limestone, there's traces of different types of stone, there's just lots of things. And then all of a sudden he said the same thing, gives you the report back, and in the report is unknown element. But the it is essentially textile cloak. It could have been carbon dating, whatever. It could be anywhere from 4 to 8,000 years old, something like that.
Holy mother!
But it seems to be an almost pristine.
Yeah.
It seems to be old because of the amount of radiation. But at the same time, it seems like it's in really stinking good condition. Like it's been, like the temperature's just perfect or something.
I relay that back to you.
Excellent work, Agent.
Okay. What's up next? What are you guys doing?
I'm just sitting there with Liz and the cats munching on a baby Ruth.
Oh my god.
You got the dumbbell and the big arm?
Got it right here, baby. Check out that bicep. I've been working on it.
I can see that.
I believe it is. Perhaps I said, look at that.
Hey.
Well, you know, the other one's just so big.
What, I'm big and red. Man. What else do you want? I'm sexy. What?
You guys are trying to sleep. Kate, what are you doing?
Can I do some research on this Anukis thingamajig?
Anukai.
Yeah, I want to find out what are the legends about them, what their weaknesses, strengths, how many of them are there.
I'll tell you what their weaknesses are.
Yeah.
Right here. Bam. The woiks.
So basically, give me a knowledge. So who else, does anybody else want to know anything more than what was on that? That's just basic info.
I mean, I'm always hanging out with Abe, so if I can assist on something, that's fine.
Yeah, you can assist.
Okay. A cult or something?
Yeah, you could either do a cult or theology.
Okay.
So I'm parked where he is. I got a laptop open.
You guys are all kind of in the same gigantic bomber that's like a two-level guy.
Nice. Shut up. 16.
So he's bothering you.
4 successes.
You're not learning anything because he keeps telling you what he's thinking.
Why don't you look up chapter 3, page 5?
And you're like...
I have something about the... what was it? I think it was in the index. Marduk with the upside down mountain and the Booger Rock. The Booger Rock. Right there.
Yeah,
right
so there. There really isn't any connection that you found with the Mount Booger Rock and the Anukai. But what you are sure of is that there are legends, there are stories in some other sects that maybe aren't popular, that in that time, that there were basically stations set up, there were cities set up on Earth for the Anunnaki, and they basically were set up as away stations.
Okay.
You know, that there was these flying mountains that were kind of set up everywhere.
Did they have, like, the Anukai, do they have any weaknesses? Do their strongholds or cities have any back entrances, so to speak, places you can get in?
No, but what they do say is... what some of them say is that they are like man. They are like man in many respects.
Man didn't
other than
them.
The fact that they were of great renown, great fame, great power, and they were incredibly brilliant.
What country is this Mount Booger in?
France, the south of France. You're very close, which is interesting.
Mediterranean south, or
close to Spain.
Spain south. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Brush up on your
Spain,
Spanish.
That area.
And ladies, excuse me,
darling. Sweetie pie. The babe.
Sorry there,
Liz. Liz. Liz.
Liz. Liz. Put the cat down. No, he's already been cinched enough.
I haven't heard a cat in weeks.
Yes, so you guys are only
baths.
You guys are only maybe an hour.
SPF 2000.
You guys are maybe only an hour and a half from the nearest airfield closest to, but then it'll take you probably another because Booger Rock is a very, very small town. Very small town. It only recently has had, like, only recently has the numbers gotten over maybe within all the farmers and everything, maybe more than 5,000 people. And now it's reaching, in the last couple months, it started reaching 20,000. Then they added another 5,000. And there are little camps and a little Woodstock that's all opening up. There's a bunch of hippies. It's basically Burning Man on crack. So...
that make you happy?
Better.
All right.
So you guys come... You guys drive up, you fly down, you drive up.
Like my security blanket.
Makes a Mount Bougarak.
Okay, Linus.
And now you've entered into the town of Bougarak, and this is the mountain that you see. Okay, so it doesn't look upside down.
And just RVs and stuff parked on both sides of the road.
Oh, there's RVs. There's little naked kids walking around everywhere because their hippie parents don't want to wear clothes because they want to be free. And there's hippie chicks painting their faces. There's Hare Krishna guys. Anybody that you can think of. They Westboro Christian people are there. And God Hates Aliens. And
France would not let them in.
Yeah, that's probably true. They snuck their way in. And
so they're illegal.
God Hates Bougarak. And basically, they're this little town.
All these people out of the way.
You guys are
everybody move!
We're in a garbage truck.
You're in a garbage truck. So you guys are kind of pushing through waste management. You guys
are kind of resist the reference.
You guys are kind of pushing through, just moving through all of the people meandering because they're actually not going anywhere, and they're all just kind of and like I said, any type of mystics, esoterics, weirdos, doomsday people, they're all there. Yes, sir.
How much news coverage are they getting?
Oh, by the way, yeah, there are dozens, because now it is Halloween. There are dozens of...
We all step out. We look completely normal.
We blend right into the crowd.
Oh, you guys have got really... Your costume sucks.
Yeah, just wait till I turn it on.
Yeah, great effects. Oh, are you Katniss Everdeen? The girl on fire?
I'm a firewalker of some sort, yeah. Sorry.
All right, so we go up there, we blow stuff up. We come
there
home
are
in time
porters
for dinner,
everywhere
right?
Talking to the goop.
Blow stuff up and it's absolutely necessary, Agent Elfoy.
Of course. You just say the word and I'll stop shooting.
Yeah, so the reporters are talking to the goofiest people they can and always asking those people to tell them exactly what's going on there when those people actually don't know what's going on. And they're talking to all those people. It's every media station in the world. All of them. Here, this person doesn't know what they're talking about. Here, talk. Just talk. Talk loud. They put the mic up to your face. What do you think about all this Bougarak action?
I think it's a big rock.
That's great. Tell us some more.
Okay, it's a booger.
Hey, make sure to cut this footage.
It's a booger.
It's a booger.
That's all I know.
News at 5. It's a booger.
Red guy says...
It's a booger. Okay, so you guys, trash truck, you guys are there. What's going on?
You're in charge. I mean, full speed ahead, whatever.
I want to find
way into the mountain.
Okay, what?
I want to find local authorities.
Local authorities.
Whatever the highest local authority is. If there's the equivalent of the state cop here.
There are state police that are everywhere because, I mean, honestly, they've even had to bring in militia / like their version of the National Guard to actually keep the French Foreign Legion. They pulled them up from Africa to put them in here. And basically, they've had to just take, they're not really letting other people in anymore. It's because the entire mountain, and they even have had to post military around the mountain, and there are even activists at the mountain that don't want people climbing on the mountain because they're afraid something's going to happen.
Do we have any type of clearance with French authorities? Fake identification?
Well, actually, you could probably get it. So what I need you to give me is give me just a smarts D6. Yeah.
What I want to do is try to convince these guys that we should be allowed.
Nice. Easy. You were able to get the papers very clearly. You're not going to have any of the French themselves, the military. Nobody's going to mess with you guys. You have clearance, and you're able to do whatever you need to do.
Okay. We want to go up the mountain.
Okay. So. What?
Trash truck driving through all the military checkpoints.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's going up, and you come to...
It's all the way in first gear, and it's still having troubles.
Over-revving the engine.
I presume we're in
You come to
the base of the mountain, and I need everybody to give me a notice check.
I'm really good at those, yeah. Five.
Nice.
What's this?
Fingers. Good. Fingers. Awesome. Okay, so you're noticing as you guys are going up, it's actually starting to get darker and darker, and you're fairly sure you see some fire. Not very big, not very much, but you see fire coming out of the, like, coming near the mountain.
Like the hillsides are on fire, the trees.
No, like there's a cave with some fire in it.
Oh.
Is it like a big fire or like a pinprick of light, like a campfire?
Like maybe candles. Fire.
Okay.
It's fire. You didn't get it. You're not close enough. But you can get closer.
Binoculars?
You know what? Give me a luck roll, see if you got some with you.
Luck roll is 3d6.
Yeah, 3d6. Doing high, that's 6. That's bad luck. No. You were just rolling luck check. You weren't rolling for skill.
Okay.
No, you're down too. We're just going to say that they're either broken or you left them at the last job. Why did you do that? Binoculars.
Why did I leave my binoculars?
You don't have any.
Well, of course I don't have any. I don't need binoculars.
Well, I know.
Shall we check the cave out, Dave?
You can tell them what you saw or what's going on.
Looks like there might be people up there. I see fire.
Nobody's supposed to be on the mountain.
Fire.
Nobody's supposed to be on the mountain.
Fire. Let's check the cave out.
Reminds me of a sexy woman I once knew.
You quit it. You are too much. Okay, so you guys are going to have to go from foot from here. Are you trying to be sneaky-like? Or what's going on?
We're not supposed to be running into anybody. We've got clearance, and we're not supposed to be running into anybody.
No, you sure aren't.
But yeah, but what does that mean they're doing up there?
Could be anything. All right, I'm going to go stealth here. Here we go.
I guess we'll be sneaky.
I don't
see. Yeah.
I don't sneak anywhere.
Oh. I'm not sneaky the slightest bit.
I got a pair of fours. I'm not even.
Well, what's really funny is that I'm pretending that I'm actually sneaky, but I'm failing miserably.
Your tail is just hitting. Okay.
I was like,
I got both of them exploding.
Okay.
Both of them.
Roll them both.
Okay.
15.
So Abe is taking up the lead. Totally quiet. Right behind him is Roger, the giant rock man. And bringing up the rear with just supreme loudness is, well, not bringing up the rear. Actually, Sydney is bringing up the rear, because what's happening is Hellboy's tail keeps whacking
him in the face.
Stop it. And he's trying to move out of the way.
Sorry.
And so as that you see the candlelight and it moves, the candlelight moves from what you noticed it before, and you can start hearing a little bit of whispering.
I am willing to trade it.
Well, you should keep it and I'll buy one.
So the whispering has begun.
How far away are they?
That was perfect.
How far away are they?
A good 20, 25 feet.
Okay. Does it look like they've noticed us? Or are they just happen to be walking off?
All you can hear is him hitting
Jeez, okay.
I'm going to assume that they can hear us. I'm going to say,
assume the people down the mountain.
I'm going to say,
look, is it my fault?
Who's
there? You're putting space in the way of my tail.
Make sure you're safe.
Okay, so Abe has now said to the people there, "Who's here? Nobody's supposed to be here. It's not safe."
True.
And at that moment, you hear that stop. And then you kind of hear some scurrying. into the mountain.
Okay, I'm going to follow.
Deeper into the cave?
Hey, Johan. Can I put my bullets back in now?
What are you doing?
I don't.
Yes, Agent Hillboy, you may.
I saw it on there, but there's,
all right,
there's no
thank
text
you for
next
your permission.
To I just assumed you already did, but hey.
All right.
So what are you doing?
We're going to kill them.
I'm ready
we
to shoot whatever.
Ah,
oh, you're such
go
a killjoy.
Deeper in the cave.
You're going to go into the cave?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course we're
going to
go into the cave.
Okay.
He's leading just
we
in case they shoot first.
Go into the cave.
Okay, can you move?
Just once.
Yes, I can.
Why do we never go to the beach?
I mean, never go to the beach.
Because they never go to the beach to do these things.
Yeah, take
you. Some dank cave.
I mean, why can't a cult for once go down to Maui?
I was just thinking of Maui.
That would be hilarious. Have like a beach bum out there just kind of
ceremony. No, you need the beach bunny doing it. Yeah, if you're going to have cultists, they may as well be seen
that cave before.
Ah, what am I doing? Wrong way.
Did you color those yourself, or is
no? This is
there?
This is the this is the game mastery
piezo stuff.
Yep, that's the way it looks.
Huh.
So let's start you guys at that end.
All right. So we got dudes here.
Yep. Just put them at the end. Perfect.
I'll be back here getting slapped around.
You can just put it over here. Okay. So
we're going in this way.
Yep.
And I'll just, I guess, take lead because that's what Hellboy does.
He just walks in. Okay.
Hey, anybody home?
Okay. Who has low light vision?
I don't.
Low light. Do you have low light?
Nope. Question. Level-headed, act on the best of three cards in combat. I should have been getting three cards this entire
yes.
time. Okay. All right.
That's...
I detect any metal ahead of us.
What?
Yeah, I detect any metal ahead of us.
You're going nuts. You're pretty sure that somewhere over here is a lot of metal. And... it feels very much like the gold. It feels that same way. Like man, I can feel it. Like, it feels
there's
like
something
this.
Something not normal about it.
Yeah, I'm going to stick close to Liz, so.
I think your toughness is actually too higher than Hellboy's. So
yeah.
You're actually tougher than Hellboy. And you're different, but you're actually more tank than he is.
That's because he's made entirely out of stone. At least I
but
got
she's
soft
the glass
parts.
Cannon. You can knock her out.
The ladies like that.
But she can destroy anything.
Apparently.
So, you guys are at the cave entrance. What do you do?
I shout
remember,
out.
Low, it's the cave is low light. You can see some flickering. You saw some flickering.
Agent Sherman, perhaps you could create a light for us.
All right. I'll blue light my arm, as it were.
Blue light. Okay, you guys are able just to kind of see this area up here. As of this point, all you can tell is that there is... this is just a big cave system. Nothing else.
Got your back, honey bunches. Take
everybody,
it away.
Everybody give me notice checks.
Nope.
Yeah.
One on the skill die.
What?
One on the skill die.
Yeah! I got a 15.
Whoa. Okay.
So that's,
I'm still back here in the back trying to recover from the tail thing.
4, 8, 12.
12.
13 is 3.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
Right there.
So Hellboy, with low light vision or whatever, this is what you notice. You can tell there's definitely 2, 3, 4. There's a lot of people because it's very different types of footprints and there's no shoes.
Okay, so all barefoot
feet.
Crowd, different size feet.
Yes, but you
yeah.
see something really interesting that she doesn't see.
Okay.
You kind of step back a little bit, and you see the footprints are inside of a footprint. Like, there's footprints, but there's a big footprint.
Okay.
Like, bigger than your footprint.
Like,
a footprint, yes.
Okay. So here's what I'm trying to figure out.
Am I at the, and it's a low-lying cave, yeah? It's like a low-ceiling cave?
It's probably 12 feet tall. It's, you don't have to duck.
All right.
We got something big up ahead.
Something bigger than me.
And whatever it is, it went forth.
So the crowd's following something big into the
cave? Big. I'm thinking maybe this Marduk character.
Do we have any ideas on how big Marduk was? Like, we knew he was some sort of big shot.
I mean, all I know is Tiamat is like the mother of all dragons.
Like 12 feet.
Huge. You know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
So if Marduk takes on the mother of all dragons, you got to have at least a what? 80-foot guy? Well,
80-foot guy ain't going to fit in this cave.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so he shrunk down. What?
One could presume if he was truly a god, he could resize himself.
Well, this is...
I like this. Oh, sorry.
This is the
I
picture.
Like this man's thing.
This is the picture that's always shown. That picture.
Do I have an idea of what that is?
Give me a knowledge of culture.
Okay.
Nobody has asked yet.
Ha ha ha! I like it.
Six.
There you go.
Nobody has asked.
I got a one and a three. No, I'm going to Benny that. I know this. I know I do. I just got to think about it long enough. I got two fours.
Okay.
Nice. Hey, I know this thing. All right.
Nikash.
So, you remember that picture of Marduk, right?
This one.
That thing down at the bottom at his feet, that there's Nakash the Serpent, all right? Nakash is the name of an ancient Babylonian serpent dragon. It's the servant of Marduk and is often pictured with him. He's the messenger and the right hand of his master, kind of like me. The serpent dragon was taken as a prize when Marduk defeated Tishbak. Alright, so this is like a little pet. Prophecy foretells that before the coming of Marduk, his messenger Nakash will prepare the way of his coming. Here's my brain. You got Nakash standing at the feet of Marduk. That means, given the scale, Marduk's maybe 12 feet tall. This Nakash the serpent, about as big as you, Liz.
Some sort of constrictor?
I'm going to bet it has at least some
fish.
This
looks dog-like. It looks like a dog in this picture.
Yeah, it's a dragon. Just hasn't got wings.
Oh, okay.
It's the questing beast.
Oh.
Okay. Who has theology? This isn't a cult. This is history.
Physiology, I think.
History.
History. No.
History. Give me a history check. I'll give you... I will give you guys plus two. Plus two on this.
Eight. Six.
Four.
Awesome. 10. 4. Enough.
12. That's
okay, 12.
Yeah, well, yeah, 12.
So six, you, three, you, four,
you give me plus two.
Oh, yeah.
You know where this is well. Though you're not technically German. Technically.
Don't tell anybody.
You,
Austrian?
What?
Austrian?
I know. I'm not German, I'm Austrian.
I'm Austrian.
You've been here before, and you've been here before. This picture is taken...
Okay.
You've probably seen this before. This is the Gate of Ishtar.
I've been there.
Pergamum Museum.
Yeah.
In Germany.
Yeah. I recognize that picture.
Yep. Yeah. And basically, this is a large, large gate. This is literally the stones from the ancient city brought to Germany in the 20s for some reason.
Nice. They had a big heyday then when they were just like, hey, this is cool. I'm going to put this in my house. Boom. In a museum.
Yeah, and they brought it, and it's in Germany right now. And so this is where...
Egypt for years.
This gate...
We were using that.
The Gate of Ishtar... the Gate of Ishtar was the gate into ancient Babylon. This was a memorial to Marduk. Memorial of the great strength of Babylon. He was the patron god of Babylon.
So who wants to go snake hunting? I need me some good snakeskin boots.
Kate, what are you doing?
You know, they say they make good.
Well, we must
the
investigate.
Big guy get a move on here.
Yeah. Let us investigate.
Hey, all right, Liz, you got my point. And Liz, me.
Let's go.
Yes. Okay.
We'll charge straight in.
Okay. You guys, working your way, and I need everybody to give me notice.
They both blew up.
Mm-hmm.
11.
1.
4.
One.
There you go.
You don't have to move. We don't have to move. Let's just pick those up and I'll put this down.
All right.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
It doesn't matter which die I go with. I still got 2 successes.
2. So you guys come and basically you followed the cave to the entrance. Okay, to that little path pulled you to here. You guys come here and you can see into this area. This hewn stone, or the what's called stone, actually starts becoming like rounded, like hewn stone, where it's no longer like just a mountain. It's actually something. Try erase crayon. It's the best.
Try erase crayon?
You can do that.
I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Shut up, that's awesome.
I have 2 packs because I always use them. So, you guys come and who got more than one?
I got 2.
Okay, you can hear. And it even comes with a little guy that does that.
Nice.
So if I don't like it, I can do that. And I can drag my miniatures right across it. So, this round room, and you can hear chanting inside the room.
Hey, oh, dust light as we come in.
You remember the Wizard of Oz? Yeah, part.
They're dry erase crayons.
Try to school in the castle. And all those guys, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sounds like that.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to need more.
By the way, Liz, 10 cool points. Hey, baby. Once we
cool.
Get out of this,
that'd make,
I'll be
that'd make like a great pudding, like booze or pudding mini.
You gotta wear
yeah.
The suit, though.
So
that's awesome.
So what you guys do notice, though, is
baby, for you, anything.
Get your mind on the mission for now.
You are my mission, baby.
Yeah.
You are my mission. So.
That's right. You are my mission, baby.
There,
I've got it from there!
Coffee guy, if you will.
Pretty flower.
That's no color.
So top the color orange on top of brown.
Yeah.
That's the rock with the stuff in it. It's a nice
the
rack.
Gold. Oh, wow. Great. Awesome.
Ooh.
I like it.
And
yeah, take some souvenirs.
Cords. Just yeah, cords, all kinds of junk.
Oh, okay, debris.
Ish. It looks like they've been moving it to the sides. And so. You guys are at the edge, and you're able, and you can hear the, clearly, that same voice that you heard from TV that's so annoying. It sounds like Bobby from Bobby's World. But it's, Yes, exactly. This is not the right mini, but I don't care. I have good ones, but I'm going to use these ones instead.
Yeah, for me it works.
All right, now I'm not a genius here, but I'm going to bet my life those are sacrifices.
So you guys are right at the edge, kind of looking over. The chanting is getting louder, and the humming. It's not even really chanting per se. It's a guy kind of talking, and it's people all basically humming. Yeah. Yo, you got your gun out.
Let us enter.
Let me know when I can shoot.
I am sure you will know when.
So as soon as he walks in the door?
And how. And I run around the corner and start shooting.
Okay. That.
Impulses are never good. So.
Exactly what I meant, but hey.
Oh, man.
You get three?
I don't by any chance get a surprise round, do I? Oh, that's right. Ooh, nice. That's more like it. I like it.
Yep.
I will say you have the drop, so you have plus four.
Okay. Nice.
Yes. So, ace.
Bam.
Move, move, move.
So what do I see when I come around the corner over here?
What do I see? Right away, you see what you've been feeling.
All right.
The walls are pulsating with energy. The walls are pulsating in this place with energy. Doesn't look like anything you've ever seen before. You've seen a lot of crazy stuff. It looks like as if the walls are laced in gold fabric, or like etched, like circuitry. Like it's etched into this stone, into this huge stone. It's like ancient crap. So,
I think I saw this one time on a program. Yeah, it's the new Sony gold TV.
You can see these are actually just giant pod/sarcophagi. They're just giant sarcophagi. And all the people, all of the people are there, and they drop, as they're humming, their robes drop to their feet, buck naked, in their backs, they have this symbol of Marduk on their backs.
So they're all a bunch of chattel.
Yes.
Are they all human?
Okay.
They are human.
And what? So they're all chanting?
Mm-hmm.
And what are these figures doing here?
The blue are the people laying down.
The people laying down and the guy in the middle.
There's sarcophagi laying down, and this is a giant sarcophagi in the middle.
Are they human-sized sarcophagi, though, or are they...
They're bigger than him.
Okay, so they and the guy in the middle are all bigger.
About 12 feet tall. Okay. Between... About 11. I mean, they're space marine looking.
The metal circuitry, is there anything flashing, anything obvious that it's doing?
Other than the fact that you can see that it's like they're humming, they're making this sound, and it's vibrating with them, in tune with them. But other than that, it's not. There's not a ton of what you would consider moving parts.
Right, right.
What you at least can see.
Is it anywhere where the lines come together, or... Anything like that.
Like a central hub of energy or something?
No, that's weird, because it looks as if you had to make... Does anybody have, like, technology? Well, you're the only one really looking.
I've got tech ops.
He's, okay, yeah. give me that.
Mini.
Yeah.
Nice.
Four. It's enough. You're fairly sure, just kind of understanding how things work. If you didn't know any better, these just people are just a bunch of batteries. They're just a bunch of batteries. That's all they are.
So the metal circuitry around it is what's doing something with the energy.
Black power, rip some of the metal out of the walls.
Yes, probably.
I think we'll do that.
Okay.
Try and disrupt whatever they're doing.
You got it.
Hey.
What do I need to do to do
that? Just roll spirit. Yep, and it's just metal control. Yeah.
Six.
Okay. Yep. So you were able. I'll say with a six, you were able to rip out some of this piece over here, and we'll just say for now that guy is not getting up ever.
All right. No more piece for you.
So he did that, and as he just kind of lifted the circuitry out of the floor, out of some of the walls, this person falls. And this person falls to the ground, this limp on the ground, and that dome, whatever was lighting that, is just gone totally dead. Okay, Ace.
We have a plan of attack. Now, the rest of you do exactly what I did. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Okay, up next is King. That is me.
Oh, great. I'm the only one actually in the room.
You are the only one in the room. These guys fall to the ground, and you see, look at you, this sick, disgusting, horrifying, guts-making-you-check face of Howie Mandel. And he's naked.
Guts-making-you-check face of Howie Mandel.
You are just horrified. Most disgusting thing you've ever seen. Bald. He shaves his whole body. He's a freak. So, no eyebrow.
Damn it.
Weirdo.
Except for that
wannabe Professor X looking guy. And as that's going on, you start to slowly, as they're all humming in unison, some of the people are starting to drop and just kind of clump together as these pods start to lift upright. And this guy starts to elevate, coming up more from the floor. And they're elevating and starting as some steam or something starts to come out of the pods themselves.
Wait, okay, and so each of these are standing up, so that means they're sort of rising up?
Each of these are sitting flat, and now they're kind of going upright.
So, like, this one, let's say, is going this way?
Yep.
Like that.
So okay. They're going not inward, they're going outward.
Yeah. All right. Got it.
So, they're going outward, and they are all stood up, except for this guy that doesn't want to sit on the crease. And... oh, you steam Nazis.
Which is just about right, kind of.
Yeah, you little steam Nazis, you.
He got that zapped. One stays down, you said.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Pulled up. You're right. So, I think they're actually like flame troopers or something. But I'm not quite sure.
Soup Nazi. No Supreme.
I have tons of, like, Nazi ones, because I use Nazis all the time. So, these ones all start to kind of just slowly, their hand goes around the side. And this one looks just a little bit bigger. Not much, but a little bit bigger than the rest of them.
All right. So what you doing?
What?
I thought you were going to say he looks a little bit like Howie Mandel.
No, that'd have been horrible. At that moment, Howie looks at the cultists all sort of out of it and completely naked, and points, and he says, and they all.
Those three drop dead.
Well, except these three.
Yeah, those three drop dead.
And these three. Well, I'm actually gonna say these guys are just shaking for this round.
Okay.
They're not going to do anything. They're all moving over here, and they have no weapons. They're just fodder for the cannons.
They're shaking. They're stirring.
Yep, they are stirring. So they're all moving towards you. They'll be next to you in the next round. And that is that for King, Queen.
All right. I guess I'll take. All right. Hellboy's chilling out near the edge, so he's going to charge in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And he's got the Good Samaritan nice and ready. Blam! Straight to this guy right here.
Okay.
In the middle. All right. That is a shooting. Come on, baby. And I've got a +4 for the drop. So a 6 explodes to a 1. That's a 7, same as. So a total of 11.
Okay.
On that guy, and I guess...
Okay, that's just for the race, yeah.
Okay, so shooting with a race.
So add a d6, 3d8 plus 6.
So 3d8 plus 6. Hey, Howie. How do you like a gun in your face?
Okay, are you shooting? How are you shooting that guy?
I'm shooting this guy. Where's
That's
Howie?
Not Howie.
Where's Howie?
Howie is one of these idiots.
One of the cultists?
Yeah. Howie's...
No, he's a...
Howie's like right there.
Guarding his precious beloved.
Does he look... I mean, I'm just going to ask. Is he a wild card?
Oh, Howie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. In that case, I will shoot Howie in the face.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. How do you like a gun in the face? That'll be 10, 18 damage. Do I add 4 from the drop? I can't remember how it works.
No, I think it's just on attack.
Yes, attack and damage. It's on the bottom of your sheet.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. Okay, so that would be 18, 22 to Howie's face with the Good Samaritan.
Okay, with that, Howie goes down.
Nice.
Howie's dead.
No leader for you.
No leader.
No deal.
Queen, Jack.
Bobby's world just got rocked.
Jack.
Seven.
Okay, seven. Come on. Do what you do. You won. Come at me, bro. Come at me.
I'm going to charge in, arms wide.
Got it.
And just basically bull rush as many of them as I can.
Awesome, let's do it.
The clothesline maneuver.
So I guess it's Roger.
You guys are all just at the mouth. It's fine. Yep.
So, two
where do you want to end up, Roger?
Yes, fine. He's just... Which side? This side or this side?
The side closest to the entrance.
Okay. Yeah, it's right there. Okay, you're right in the middle. Oh, dang. Yeah, you got that a 6. You exploded. Yep, that's an 8. Yes.
Oh, I got a raise.
8 to hit, and what do you have for edges besides superpowers? No, or powers.
A whole lot of I don't got.
Bravery. You just basically, I'm just saying, or brawny, sorry. That just gives you toughness. I'll give you... Give me, I'll say it like this. I'll call him, for every raise is for every single one you'll knock out.
Okay.
Get it? So, if you hit 4, 1, 8, 2, beyond, you know what I'm saying? So forth. Yep, just do it.
You want me to roll strength +4?
It's your strength. Well, no, because it's your damage for you is going to be, it's going to be your strength. Yeah, it's going to be your strength plus 1d6. Plus you have knockback, which means you hit them.
My strength is a d12 plus 4.
Yes, and then plus a d4. Actually, no, instead of a d6, you are d4 because your fist is a d4.
Okay.
You get a d6 instead of a d4. So it's your strength.
Well, see, I'm getting...
That's a +4 on top of.
Okay.
So you automatically hit one. So
I'm hitting 3 more, so it's 4 total.
You were able to knock him, and him totally out. Just clothesline them all. Oh, you already got your card. 7, 6.
Now, is it an action of some sort for me to go into my fire form?
Same. Your spirit.
Oh, it's a spirit check?
Spirit lets you go into it. Same power as flowing it out.
Cool. I'm going to...
I'm going to go into the fire form.
Okay.
And I'm going to head straight into the middle of these guys as
Got it.
As I can.
Got it. They're naked.
And as I come in, I look at them all and say, you should be running.
Yes, you should. But they are stupid, Cole.
Damn!
That's a 10.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
13.
Yes. Woo! Okay. Now give me damage.
Okay, that's the 46?
Yeah, because it's your form is... actually, you can do... What is the one that's the explosive? That's large burst or medium?
12, 6, greater catches fire? Is that what that's
called? No. You have... It says LBT or MD.
Yep, LBT.
So it's basically, your trick is, you can just around you...
Yep.
6 inches. Do this.
Oh god.
Nice.
And it won't affect him.
No.
Nope. We're good.
Okay, so what is it?
Light it up.
Yeah, I mean that's your trick where you're just like
okay.
You just expand as a you did it in the first movie.
Yeah, I remember what it was, yeah. Just didn't know how to do it in this.
That's it.
10.
Yeah. So we have well, and then, okay, this is where it gets funny. Every single one of them has to roll, and they have to make an agility check. And if they miss their agility check, they all catch fire. Yes, they are all on fire. Nice. You have a bunch of burning naked cultists.
Okay. And then I turn around, look at you, and I say, Bunny, you are so hot right now.
Hey, I'm the light of your life.
Okay, all these guys are screaming on fire, writhing on the ground. They're not out, but they are all on fire. All of them. 6. 2s. Okay, 2 of spades.
Here.
Yes.
And order them to cease all paranormal activity immediately.
Gumption for not even trying to attack.
Everyone, calm down. Stop what you are doing.
Does that include burning?
He actually expects people to follow his orders.
Well, you know what you can do? I will say this. Hey, you know what you can do? You can say that, and there's something you can do, which is called full defense,
yeah.
Where you can add a +2 to your parry, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's already -4 to all attacks against him, so...
No, -4 against all attacks against him in gas form.
Oh, nice.
So when he's in gas form, it's... But even then, the only ones that can hurt him in gas form are like psychic or magic. I think.
Yeah, so let me fill.
Is it parrying?
Defense is
yeah.
+2 to parry.
So defend. You can actually just go into defense if you're like, sure. I'm in defensive position. +2 to like people trying to hit you. So you can do that.
Yep, I'll do that.
Cool. I've lost the thread here. Is the sarcophagus at the middle, is it open? Is there somebody in it?
This one?
No, the one in the middle.
Yes. All of them are open.
Raising up a little. He was bigger than all the rest.
Instead of that one being lengthwise, it was already sitting on it.
Okay.
And he's a little bigger than everyone else.
Yeah.
Weapon ready, run forward toward the middle.
Okay, so move your guy. You can come to about where Roger is. About where Roger. Yeah, are there?
This way.
Okay.
Okay.
You can only go to about there, okay. Just from lengthwise. So, now this is something you can do. If just aim, if you don't move your entire turn, you can use that as an aim action for the next turn and get a +2 for shooting.
No, I want to get close.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you can do that.
Right.
So give me 2. You can shoot. You can. You just action roll. Ready's your action. So that was your turn.
All right, we're done.
Okay.
This is so much fun.
Oh!
Nice!
+2 to everything you do.
Awesome. Wait.
Those are 3.
No.
I've got 1, but he didn't.
Oh. Okay. Didn't help you.
That's fine. Okay.
Oh!
Ouch.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And you can go whenever you want, too.
And you, okay, when the Joker comes up, the Joker gives you a +2 to all... attacks and trait rolls and damage, and you can act whenever you want. So you don't have to be the first one. You can wait.
This will affect things.
So,
is
the guy in the middle.
Possible for me to
hold on, hon. Yo, it will be possible.
Okay.
You haven't fought him yet.
All right.
These have all been at
the
nerves.
Middle.
That's fine.
He's still standing in sarcophagus.
Yeah, he's groggy. He's just starting to.
I'm leaving my suit and I'm going to try to close the sarcophagus.
Okay. So, you come out of the suit. Give me a spirit check. What are you trying to do?
Close the sarcophagus.
Okay, close it. Control the machinery.
With the tech thingy.
Huh?
He's interacting with the tech thingy.
Yep.
Nice.
Six rolled again.
Exploded. Yep. Do again.
6-4, you are on 12.
12.
Because it's a plus yep. 2.
So you get success and two raises.
Yes. So I'm going to say that you are able to, for at least the next several rounds, maybe the next two rounds, this person will not be able to. You'll have to roll it again to make sure you can do it. But he hasn't actively tried to break out, but you shut it. He can't get out. But you are trapped inside of this thing now. You're not in the jar, but you're trapped doing that.
It's not like I was going to do the ghost machine.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Jack, King, Queen. Okay, at this, the sarcophagus have already opened. The men were groggy. Now they're starting to come out. These big white-looking monstrosities of men-ish things. And they see the cultists laying on the ground. And they see this, and they see you as potential threats. And they see High Mandel dead, which is sort of a relief to them. And now they're all starting to come out. And they are going to start attacking. Can't use him anymore. So first, we'll start this side on Abe. You have two, and so basically, when any two people, you get what they call as a gang up bonus. So for every extra person that's there doing like hand to hand, they get an extra one on their attack because you're trying to fight two people instead of one person. Okay. So I'm gonna roll those two. Tell me if I hit your parry. Okay, I'm looking to hit that number 7.
Got it.
And nope. And no. So, next we have Roger.
7 off.
Nope. Oh, 8. Yes, and that's.
Plus they get plus 2. They also get plus 2.
Because of?
Gang up.
Yeah, but no, that's only a plus 1. With an extra person, it's one per person. Because it just kind of, you get a plus 1 because he's trying to get another guy.
Right.
So that's an 8, no raise, but he does hit your parry, but now he actually has to hurt you.
Toughness 16.
Yeah, he's got
these guys.
Raises
these guys hit. And 6, 12, 9, 14. 14, 20.
Nice.
24. So this is right.
So.
Okay. They're very strong. So 24. So your toughness is 16.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So. Huh?
It's got high toughness.
Yeah, super high. So his toughness is a 16, correct? Right?
Yep.
Yes. 16. So we have 1. What did I get?
24.
1, 2. So you have a shaken with a wound.
So he could try to soak it.
But
point, yes?
He can try to soak at this point. So what you can do is, after you take that, if you soak the wounds,
okay.
If you soak the wound, you soak the shaken. So what you need to do is you give me a Benny.
Okay.
Give me the Benny, and now you need to make a vigor roll. So your vigor is going to be a 12 plus 2,
oh,
and then
God.
a D6.
And a D6?
Yeah. And you need a success and a raise. So 4 and 8, you need an 8. Okay, you got it. Yeah. So, bro hit him for 24 points of damage, and he wiped it off. He's like,
nicely done.
He's a man made of rock.
Actually, he has absorption too. So he can technically take, and he can do transference. So he can take. He makes a bigger roll. Let's see. Yeah, you have a built-in. He actually has a built-in soak. I probably didn't need to take him any. Every success negates wound, raises strong
or vigor,
our strength or vigor one die. So his strength or vigor goes up one die type if he gets hit. So basically, you get a plus 3, a 12 plus 3 either on strength, or you get a plus 1 on either strength or vigor.
I'll do the vigor.
Okay, so he has a plus 3 on vigor now. Good old transference.
Go ahead and hit me again.
Come on,
that's fine.
Yeah, keep hitting me.
Kate. Queen. Okay, Queen, Jack, 10.
All right. So Hellboy turns toward this guy, who looks like he's trying to struggle to escape, and he says, oh no, that ain't happening. And so he will step on top of the sarcophagus, take a running leap, and bring down
the right end of doom.
Bam! Okay. So, runs into the room, jumps over that. Give me an agility check just to run over that.
No problem. D10. I got a 5.
Yep, that's enough.
Okay. So agility check, and then I jump using my leap ability.
Yep.
So that's 4 inches, so I make it there.
Easy.
And then
that's nothing for you.
And then my attack melee is I got to hit him first, I guess. Fighting.
Yep.
So that's a D10 as well. I got 4.
He's not moving. You're hitting an inanimate object.
He's in the sarcophagus.
You're hitting an inanimate object.
Right.
He's stuck in the sarcophagus. You hit the sarcophagus.
Okay, cool. I'm attempting to essentially...
All he needs is 4. It's not moving.
Yeah.
It doesn't dodge very well.
I'm attempting to slam it into the ground and hopefully get it stuck.
Okay, hold on. You don't want to break it?
Well, I mean, he's trying to keep it closed, so if I smash it to pieces, he'll get out.
Yeah, but you might destroy him in the process.
That sounds cool. I like that. All right, let's do it. Since we're all doing it, I mean, you may as well. Alright, so I come in, take a running leap, slam it down, bust through the glass,
yes.
At the guy. He's held, thank you to Johan, and my fighting die hits, which means that I do 2d6 damage.
Yes.
There's that. And I also am going to use knockback with this, just in case it does any additional damage.
All knockback does is it causes the whatever you're hitting to move so many inches, but you have probably knockback what?
I have knockback, 1d4 inches plus 1d4 inches.
So you get 2d4.
So hopefully it'll slam into this sarcophagus back here.
Oh no, it's 1d4 plus on a raise another d4.
Okay, so there you go.
So you only get 1d4.
Yeah, okay. So there's 10 damage.
Okay.
And I knock it back 1 inch.
Okay, so the you didn't damage the actual sarcophagus at all.
Okay.
But you did knock the sarcophagus back.
Okay.
It's tilted now. It's out of whack.
All right. Sweet.
Okay, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Spades. All right. So, these little dudes are all on fire.
Yes. They're not doing anything.
Yeah, that resolves on their round.
They're screaming.
Yes, on three.
All right. I'm going to target that guy with my my actual 46 one.
Okay. Which is your... Is that your cone?
Yep.
Okay. Which actually...
Guys into
is that
it.
Part
which,
of shooting?
Which actually is...
Nice. Now, would that be used shooting, or is that still...
No, that's a part of your spirit roll.
Okay.
You're not shooting, you're not throwing, you're just... Rah, rah.
I have awesome fire.
Five.
Yeah, you got it.
Yes, you were able to hit. Okay, 15, and they both have to roll agility to get out of the way. And one jumps out of the way, does not light on fire. Other gentleman is on fire, 15, and he is now on, actually, not on fire, but he is shaken.
Five. Damage?
He did take damage.
Oh, okay.
He's very tough.
Oh, alright.
Am I in close combat?
Yeah,
or
sure.
What?
Which one? Yes, Abe, you're in close combat.
So if I want to leave close combat, they're going to...
If you leave close combat, they each get a whack at you.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I still shoot them?
No. You'd have to... Okay, to shoot them, it's no longer four. It's their parry. Because it'd be
you're
like
standing
this.
Next to him,
I can
like
put
this.
My gun up to Shane, and Shane can knock it out of my hand.
Okay.
So you'd have to hit their whatever their parry is.
What exactly is double tap and three round burst?
So double tap is, let me read the exact... Actually, it says it on the bottom of your sheet.
Basically, double tapping
yep.
is...
just says plus one
attack and damage.
You get a plus one attack, plus one
burst.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it uses up an extra bullet.
Which
and then,
we're not,
and then
not worrying
about,
it.
The
triple part,
yeah.
Doesn't that mean you can fire three instead?
I think it actually... what is the last one?
Three round burst.
Three round burst is only with, I think... Isn't it technically only with like semi-automatic rifles?
Should be with like a machine gun type weapon. Yeah, I have a Glock. It's semi-automatic.
That's a pistol.
So then each time he pulls the trigger, do three bullets come out?
Typically,
only if he's using a machine pistol.
Oh, no, I remember what it is. It's you hold down the trigger and it fires three bullets.
Yeah, I think it's
an
auto.
So you can either double tap.
That's an auto type, yeah.
You can either double tap with a usual gun, or you can hold down and three bullet fire with your Glock.
I think that's what I want to do.
Not sure.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
Double tap here.
Don't those have like you can switch the modes?
I don't know.
Glocks?
Yeah.
No. No. Listen. It's only for automatic weapons.
Yep.
It's not semi-automatic weapons.
Okay.
Double tap. You can do double tap though. Yep. That's firing two shots in one action. Double tap is a single shooting roll that gives you a plus one to hit and damage, but it spends two rounds. But it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, we're not keeping track of rounds.
So yeah,
but
you have a plus one to hit and damage now.
But you could do rapid attack.
What does that do?
Rapid attack, which is from Deluxe. It's not on there. Rapid attack with a semi-automatic weapon or a revolver, you may fire up to six shots at minus four.
No.
To each.
Okay. So if you want to take a penalty.
Roll a shooting
a
die
penalty.
For each shot. So you roll six shooting die.
Okay.
Along with the wild die. So that's seven dice.
Right. I'm
okay.
Shooting at this guy right here. That with that.
It's basically
that.
Like all fanning right. The hammer, whatever.
Yeah.
So you
that's
need,
a new
you
one.
How many dice?
Six. He's got it.
Six of them?
He needs six. No, he needs seven.
Seven what? My shooting die?
You need seven because you're firing six shots.
Yeah.
Here. You're firing six shots plus a wild die.
D6s or D10s?
Yep. Whatever you're shooting die.
So yeah, that...
D10s.
D10s?
My shooting die is D10.
Holy crap. Oh, wow. Whoa. This is going to be awesome. At a minus four, you've got a really good chance of
actually getting us over there.
I have
good
five.
Lord.
Apparently, he's really good at shooting guns.
And then the wild die?
Sounds that way. You have to be good at something.
Six, and you get a, yeah, and you're decent. You get one
and then
wild
your wild die.
The wild
so six tens and a wild die.
You always add the wild die.
Always, and they all explode.
Oh, okay, there's one.
Okay, we've got an explosion.
Yep.
Okay, roll that again. Okay, that's minus right. Four, that's a 10.
Still a 10.
Yeah, that's a 10.
Looks
and then,
like nothing else gets high enough.
I think not the rest.
So you do, one of them does have...
Yeah, but that's only a 3. Yeah, so you need four. You need to get a 6 to just... They're parry 6, so you got a 10.
That's just still a hit.
And a raise.
Actually, it's a raise.
Yep.
So there's 6, yeah.
So one of your bullets gets through with a raise.
So that means you do your damage plus 1d6.
Yeah.
Okay. And damage...
Don't get the wild die with this one.
Damage on a Glock is where?
It's probably 3d6.
2d6.
Or 2d6, sorry.
2d6.
2d6 so plus 6, so it's 3d6.
Oh, boo.
So, a 5. The problem is, you shoot at him and it just grazes right over him. Oh, bad news, man. That sucks. Okay, 3.
Can't re-roll that?
You can't re-roll damage.
Unless
you have,
no, not
unless you have no mercy. Yes.
Yeah.
All
right. There,
no.
Edge that allows
first
you to
of all,
you
guys have metal on him.
No. Not that you can see.
Okay.
Oh, hearts
go after him.
Yeah, hearts and diamonds, yeah.
So,
No, these guys are totally in the buff as well. But that doesn't mean there isn't other things.
These guys are buffed.
They still have that. They're laced. Everything's laced. You could probably, if it's high enough, you could probably rip the stone out with the metal.
Okay.
Okay, so what I want to do is I want to grab the top of that sarcophagus.
Okay, got it.
I like it.
With a raise, I'll give you that. All easy.
Right.
And that's
I don't think they need it for a bit. I'm going to hit the bat.
Okay.
So give me an 8.
That's a
6.
Oh, my gosh.
13.
Okay, I want you to give me, because you pulled it so hard, give me 46. Okay, so you were able to knock both of these guys. You knocked them prone. You were not able to shake them. You just knocked them over. They're both laying on the ground. They'll take their move action to stand up. You knock the thing that knocks them over. Okay.
You're up.
I'm literally going to stomp on the two that are prone and get in between the one that stepped out of the way and Liz.
Okay, which one?
He's going to stomp through here to there.
My guy just doesn't stand up very well. Let's see if we can turn him into a rally.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Is trample an action?
Of course, he's not really the same.
I think you can charge. Hold on.
He just kind of flop down like that.
Yep. Here, hold on. I'm going to look.
I roll damage on stomping on these guys.
Well, it's technically... Because they have push. They have... Let's see, push,
focus or not.
Shield bash.
I mean, if I was to call it something, I would say that he would be making an agility roll not to fall down as he walks over them.
And then yeah, but I don't know what it would look like. Because to me, a stomp would still be technically a fighting roll.
Yeah.
To, like, really try to stomp on them. And
it's
I mean,
strength
it'd be,
damage.
Well, wild attack?
It's called strength damage.
A wild attack?
Yeah.
But a wild attack isn't multiple. It's just wild attack.
Oh, he's trying to hit both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
Hey, Andre. In Savage Worlds, what would you do for trying to trample somebody that's prone?
Are we talking about just stomping on him?
Yeah.
Damage-wise?
Just fighting?
Fighting to hit, and then strength damage or strength damage plus one plus the heaviness of your boots or blood.
Yeah. But it wouldn't be... What if it's like you're trying to charge and you're trying to step on people while you're charging? Like, let's say that we have a 500, 600-pound homunculus...
Okay.
Stone Golem, and he's trying to run over, and he's going to stomp on them.
Alrighty. He's hitting multiple targets?
Yeah, now that's incurs minus, that incurs penalties.
Yeah. I would go at a fighting minus two to represent the people kind of rolling around, trying
trying to avoid being stepped on.
Yeah, they're
that would emulate the sweep. That way, it's at least semi-balanced.
Yeah, he doesn't have sweep. So yeah.
So fighting minus two.
Okay, fighting minus two.
So fighting is.
Fighting minus two, and then I want an agility so you don't fall over because you're stepping on big guys.
Makes sense to me.
Sweet. Nine? Yeah, so, yeah, the seven, you hit him.
My agility?
Yep, so you're not falling over.
Knocking back into
yep, you. So you step on both them at nine? Yeah, you're more than capable. You step on these guys, and they are both now shaken. They're both shaken.
Okay.
And I have yours, and on three,
guy inside the glass case?
Well, no, I'm going to start, guy inside glass case three. He's going to try to break out.
I also forgot that I have knockback.
You do have knockback. But you're not going to knock him back on the ground.
Knock him back.
Knock him to the floor.
I meant later on when I go to hitting him. Because when I hit the other guys, they died when I hit them.
Okay. He's going to attempt to bust out of his place. Nice. Okay. So he hits the he hits the glass, or he hits whatever the covering is, whatever this is, and bah, trying to hit it, and he just cannot get out. Top of the round. Oh yeah, yeah. Give me. It's you got the Joker.
You got the Joker.
Sorry, Matt. So we got to reshuffle.
I totally forgot. It's been so long. So you saw that.
Still got a Jack.
Nice.
Two, three, four.
Bam.
I got a lady in red.
It should have been ace four, and then you got something else. Did I get another one?
You get four, don't you?
Three.
So you got a two and a two.
There you go.
All right, here we go. We got to stay.
It's getting late, that's all.
Yeah, very late. Okay,
yes.
So...
I have two aces.
Nice.
Okay, start an ace.
Beats my lady in red.
All right, well, he just ended up bashing against the glass trying to get out.
Yep.
And I'll say, no, you got that all wrong. It hurts more when you do it like this. Boom!
Okay. You just need a four to hit. It's not pairing.
I can get some raises, so that'd be nice. A couple of raises, if you please. 10 explodes. 1, 11. So that would be a hit with a raise, yeah?
Yeah.
Almost a hit with two raises. So hit with a raise deals extra damage. I'm dealing 2d6 plus another d6 for the raise, right?
Yeah, I'm actually not sure about that because it says on breaking things, there's no bonus damage or aces.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Inanimate objects, you can't
I just hit it extra good.
Yep.
All right. 2d6 damage. I don't add strength to this at all, do I?
Huh?
Yeah, you should.
Strength? Oh yeah, you still get bonus damage like an ace. You don't
get the extra.
Okay, well then. Well then, I would add strength plus five, which is a d12 plus five.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm gonna say it has a toughness of 10.
Okay. I should have done more damage last turn, but I won't worry about it.
No, you're fine. Yeah, no, you do a ton of damage.
All right, so that d6 explodes.
Holy crap.
So, 7 plus 5 is 12. So, 14 damage. I deal 4 damage.
14, so... No, it's toughness. You went over.
Okay.
Its toughness is 10. Yeah, 14. You break it, and this thing is slow motion. The red camera. And you have knockback, so the thing explodes.
And a d4, 3 inches
and
back.
And he falls.
So I hit him through the back of the sarcophagus.
Yes. You just knocked him back. You didn't do any damage to him, but you knocked him back on the ground.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. way, ace, king, queen.
Queen of diamonds. Alrighty. Now, what happened to these guys while they were on fire, or did anything happen?
Which one?
Oh, these guys.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, they're not doing good. They're all just on fire.
You're murdering those poor cultists.
That's my job.
Someone like Liz. She wouldn't do that to humans.
They're not human, they're cultists.
Howie Mandel. Oh.
Howie Mandel ain't human either. Oh, right.
Where are you trying to go?
Okay. I'm going to jet this way so that I don't hit... is that Abe? No, that's Roger.
Roger. Roger is
here,
inflammable.
Yeah. Oh, Roger's inflammable?
No, you're the one that lit him up to get him alive.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll burst instead. What?
Can I copycat that?
No, because your copycat isn't copycat. It's transference. You can take the energy.
So, yeah, I'll burst, hit all of
like,
that, and feed
you. Put it in. The point of the copycat isn't that you shoot out. You take it as strength or vigor.
Okay.
It's like, bruh. It just gives you, it fuels you. That's why she can't hurt you, technically. She can, but she can't. Her fire doesn't hurt you.
Six. Nine.
Yes, that's with a raise.
Hit with a raise.
Yep, large burst template.
Yep, and it's 4D. No, that's a 12.
You could have probably moved, too. Like, I move up, too, and... Or, no, you want to get these guys, too.
Yeah, I want to get all of them again.
Okay, then you know what I do? Just push over and do that.
So a D6 and a D12 for the hit with the raise?
Yeah.
10.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Hold on, let me see. Come on, stupid camera. I shouldn't have ever jailbreak you. She's never done that. Come on now.
It looked like it took a couple of pictures.
I know, it's being super slow. Okay, it did take pictures. Okay. So, what did you roll?
10.
10? No, you lit them on fire, but they're tougher, a little tougher than that.
Okay. And what does it do for him?
For who?
For Roger.
Roger, nothing.
Nothing? The 10 doesn't help him?
Okay. No. You have to get above 16 to even charge him.
Okay.
To, like, wound him at all. And technically, yeah. I mean, he's a construct, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
Next is Queen Jack. Go, Roger. You're right behind this guy.
Yeah. That guy that's right there, he's going to get knocked back.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, so it's fighting to hit.
Yep. Shooting for 8. All right. Oh, do it.
8.
You hit him. No extra damage, but you. It's strength. Plus D6. Plus 4.
Eight plus 4 is 12.
12. You hit him, and he just takes it. And you're kind of, what the crap is going on?
Okay, well, maybe I'll start pumping up strength.
Yep. They're basically like hitting you. Yeah. They're like a bunch of little mini Hellboys, but they're not. Okay, Jack, 10.
Same thing as last time.
You're going to do the 6 dice again?
Yep.
Go for it.
Okay. Shut up, explode it.
Yep.
Nice, yep. That's 9.
Yep, that's a hit.
And at least an 8.
So you got an 8 over there, too.
Does the 8
that'll
be a hit?
Well, no, because remember it's
minus 4.
It's minus 4.
Yeah. It still hits a 4.
But it has to hit their parry.
Oh, that's right.
Which is an 8.
Yep.
So all that, and I got 1 hit.
I'm sure you got
okay, 1 hit, and fire your gun at him.
9 would be a 5.
This was a
9 minus 4 is a 5. That doesn't hit a 6.
No, it doesn't hit a parry. Okay, so you just go pop, 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 and they're able to kind of move the gun out of the way.
Take it, ignore it.
This is not working.
No, that's not the...
You might try not taking the penalties.
That's not optimal.
Well, no, it works in a non-close combat much better. Because you're not hitting their pair, you're hitting armor.
Not to mention, it's these guys. They're more elite than those. If you wanted to pepper a bunch of those, it probably wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah.
I think the 7 is next.
7.
Gain.
Cover my ectoplasmic being there.
Hellboy, you fool! He was imprisoned and our friend Abraham Sabians is surrounded!
What? So sue me.
He's surrounded. Look at him. Now, one of the things that you can do, just so you remember this, one of the things that you can do is you can always do a trick. Now, a trick is if you're smarter than something or you're faster than something, more agile. And you can take your turn to do an agile versus smarts or a smarts versus smarts that on your next turn, they have a -2 parry.
Okay.
So you fake them out or...
Fake them out or you try to go around them.
I want to trick the big one there laying there.
Okay.
He's free now into attacking me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So do smarts, smarts versus smarts.
Which will be great.
Yeah. Totally tough to hit him.
I got an 8.
Nice.
Yep, you beat him. With a 3. So he has a -2 to parry his next, until his next turn. Well, until the end of his next turn, basically. Your next turn. Okay, 3.
All right. I yank that lid into those 2.
What?
No, I'll yank this lid into those 2.
You got it. Knock them over.
7.
7, yeah, you were able to knock it. You didn't get a raise, though, so I'll do 3d6. This is still pretty good.
Yeah.
Five. It basically it pushes them, but it just moves them out of the way. It doesn't even knock them over. It just pushes them out of the way. But it has put Abe out of close combat, so you can withdraw and they can't hit you.
Yay.
If you want.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Is get it.
Now Abe can step back and start shooting.
Yep, Abe can shoot. Step back now and start shooting at them.
And it won't be nearly as hard to hit.
3 and on 2. It doesn't matter, but these guys are going to come back into range. Sorry.
It's what they do.
It is what they do.
On top of the sarcophagus lid?
What?
Is that difficult terrain at all? Or?
One guy does it really easy, the other guy not so much. He tries to move, and he just takes a swing, and he misses you completely wide. He's kind of disoriented. This guy who you just swung at, Roger, he's going to swing at you. That was an 8-2. That was a 12. Not 12. 12. 14. 14 against your toughness. No, against your parry.
Against my parry? Yeah, it hit.
Yep. Okay, so that is a raise. So he is going to hit you. All right, he's going to hit you for 9 and doesn't get close. So he just punches you right in the face and stops. This guy is going to actually try to charge towards Liz. He is going to charge towards Liz and he's actually just going to try to punch her. And a 4. What's your parry?
My parry's a 6.
Not even close. He goes to swing at you. He turns around. These two guys are going to attempt coming unshaken.
Where's my other D8? Right there. What?
The guy that just charged through, wasn't he shaken before?
Oh, this guy is shaken. Dang it. Okay, he's going to make it first. And he made it. Retcon.
Retcon.
Next two guys, front and back, black and white. They both make it, but neither one of them make it. So they're both unshaken, but they can't do anything. But they can move. They just can't act. So they stand up. And last but not least, Sleeping Beauty here. He's a -2 at whatever. His parry, but it doesn't matter for this. He's going to basically try to break through. And yes, he is able to break right through the glass and stands up and looks right at you.
Didn't I already break through the glass?
Oh, the glass was broken.
Yeah.
Why did I try to break through the glass? I'm an idiot. It's late.
So you stand up.
So I stood up.
So my trick to try to get him to attack me instead and did nothing?
Well, it gave him a -2 to parry.
It gave him a -2, so he's still trying to figure that out. But he actually now got up, and he is going to look at you.
You. Dasu. Pa!
I don't know what the crap you just said, but I'm pretty sure it means you're a pansy.
And he is actually going to try to intimidate you.
All right. Go ahead.
Good luck with that.
It's a post spirit check.
Yeah.
That's a 14.
Yeah. Oh crap.
Okay.
I mean, he's tougher than that. Come on. Ah. Boo. Well, at least it isn't double ones. All right. So what happens?
Okay. So on a success, it's a +2 to the next action versus this target. I get a +2 against you on the next round. But with a raise, you're also shaken. So,
which it obviously was.
Yes. So you are, my friend, shackled. But you can give me a Benny to just take it away if you want. All right, it's great. See you next time.
Isn't there something about how I can't be shaken?
No, it's probably here. Hold on.
Or something?
Nope.
Or Brawny?
Nope. No, Brawny and Hardy and all those give you... No, you can be shaken.
Stats.
Yep, you can be shaken. So you're shaken now. You're kind of like, what?
Whoa.
It kind of is taking you back. It might just be this weird. So...
here's what it is, basically. It's been a turn going.
Cards.
Really?
Okay. So, we're back at the top. Three.
Another lady for me.
Oh, my.
I immediately knock off Shaken.
Joker.
All right, so...
Sock.
I was like, really? You call that an insult? I didn't even understand you.
That game with the dice and the cards that you liked, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's been a good game.
Second verse, same as the first.
Alright. So we got a fighting.
And muddy feet, too.
D10.
She did such a good job on that.
Oh!
Benny's gone there, kids. It's got a +2 to it. Come on, it's got to be good. All right, well, 5 plus 2 is 7, so at least it wasn't, you know, nothing.
Total failure.
You know what? Just for the chance, I'll give you another.
Nice.
I don't want this to be that bad. I don't want this screwing my whole story up.
So,
but he's still minus 2
Are you giving it to me so that I can? Yet.
Oh,
hit
but he's
you
minus
better?
2. He's minus 2 parry though.
He is. I got him.
Seven. You yep. got so him.
That was a
seven.
Raise.
He was an 8. Got it.
That
yep.
was a raise. All right. So we got a raise on this. 2d6.
And he's not an inanimate object, so you get your extra d6.
That is correct. I add a d12, and I add another d6 that goes into his face.
Go for
that
it.
One. I like it. All right.
Yeah, you're fine.
All right. Plus 2 on damage.
Okay.
Go, baby. Yeah, there we go.
Load up, load up.
All right, oh. So 6, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, oh. 17, 18.
18 is a...
Wait, I'm sorry.
20 plus 2?
18 plus 5 plus 2.
Okay, 25. 18
plus that's 25.
Hellboy wakes up.
Yeah,
this is it.
You don't taunt Hellboy. You do. You get some stink in your face.
He is shaken with 2 wounds, but you have knockback.
I do.
Race. Two d four.
Uppercut to the face that knocks him 4. Six squares.
Roll again, don't you?
No, that's it. One.
Explode?
Not damage.
The 4 does explode, doesn't it?
It was on a d4.
1d4 plus 1d4.
Do it. Keep going.
Nice. So there's another 2. 8
so
squares.
Eight. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
In the wall.
Into the wall.
Oh.
And you get the whole Hellboy image of him impacting and falls out, and there's the dude shaking the
wall. No, and this is great. There's that electronic shockwave as it goes through the gold circuitry.
I bought a game.
Okay.
Nice.
I got Deadlands, and I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
Well done, sir. Thank you.
Come on,
and thank you, Johan, for lowering his parry for me.
That was a 1.
Can't live without me, I can tell.
Ah, GM Benny.
6, 4, 10. That's 2. Yes.
Oh, he takes it.
Oh.
What does this guy look like?
He looks like this giant white Prometheus looking guy.
Like the dude we've already axed once.
That.
He doesn't have that. He doesn't have any immunity or vulnerability, does he?
What?
He doesn't have immunity or vulnerability, does he?
Oh, no.
No, that was a so-called.
I know, but... Okay.
No, he has no immunities, no... No.
But he's big. All right.
Man, I have not been reading this card correctly. But yeah, he has a plus 2 because he has combat reflexes. He has a plus 2 to shaken. And he also has... He gives those guys a plus 1 to come for shaking command.
Nice.
He's a leader.
Right.
Think Olympic weightlifter.
Right.
Without the extra weight carrying.
Yeah.
Solid muscle.
Yeah.
No pigment in their skin, no hair.
Yep, black eyes.
Nice. Freakish. Okay.
But
okay.
Like 10, 12 foot tall.
Yeah, huge.
Right. Okay, okay.
King. King. Or ace. Ace.
So that
King, what do you got? What do you got, Sterling? No. What do you got with that card?
No.
What are you looking at?
I was hoping that...
No. I wish. No, you don't. That'd be awesome.
I was waiting,
he has no invulnerabilities.
I was waiting
no.
for the big bad guy to have something like that.
Yep.
He had to go and find it, and he was pretty expensive.
I was hoping the big bad guy would have.
I got to get away from these guys, so can I defend or back away?
You can move. You can, anytime you withdraw.
Nice. Okay.
Anytime you withdraw from. You're only going to go against one guy if he tries to attack if you withdraw.
Sorry.
Okay.
So you're only going to get one attack, not two, if you move.
I will withdraw and back up.
Okay,
as
one guy is going to make a swing at you.
Okay.
And, yeah, he's going to hit you 12. What's your parry?
He is a 7.
Yeah, so he...
In fact, that's... No, that's not what it is.
He is going to hit you for 8. What's your toughness? No. He goes to hit you and doesn't do anything.
It is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, but he still didn't.
Okay.
Okay.
I would suggest going back that way, but hey.
Ace, king, queen.
Queen.
Oh, you're not a queen.
Okay.
Not at all.
Oh.
Well, I think I know what you're doing again.
Do I do the burst? Do the burst one? Does that, or do I go for the ranged one and actually hit the guy in front of Hellboy as well?
You can do medium burst. This isn't even the big bad, but we're not going to get to the big bad.
Seriously?
Nope. We're not in the next one. If these guys are hard to hit, you have no idea.
Oh man.
No, I didn't have time.
That's okay.
I'll do a second installment
next week. Well, or tomorrow?
I might do it at
I can't be there.
KC Game Fair.
Yeah, I'll go with the burst.
I'll do the second part two. It'll be right around this time too. Yeah. You can do this one.
Make it.
I was thinking the long one. The teardrop can actually be able to hit.
The teardrop won't be able to hit.
Oh, I can't.
I'm saying you can do like a fireball.
Yeah.
Not. You can do fireball. Not cone. Like this one is like you shoot a fireball at him.
Oh. No, because I want to be able to hit the guys around me as well.
Oh, well, you can still do that.
Yep.
You could do.
It's just that I was hoping I could reach some of them and get this guy, but I don't think I could reach quite.
No,
enough.
You could move though.
I believe that would be the make it up as you go template.
The make it up as you go.
Choose five targets. You hit
you're
all of them.
You're in gas form. You're ectoplasmic form. You're not going to worry about it.
But that may count as a magic attack, which would harm me.
Yeah, that is magic. Yeah. But I thought it was psychic.
Says psychic / magic.
Mine's not. It's elemental.
So you're kind of screwed.
It's elemental. Yeah.
Mental
but it's
fire?
Psychic. But it's psychic.
Yeah. Mental would be
it's
psychic.
The point is that it's not a physical fire.
Yes.
It's a magic fire.
Yep. So I'll just go for the burst around me again to try and catch as many of these goofballs.
Okay. Large burst.
Yep. I got a 9.
9. Yep. It's race. So add a d6.
Ah, it's only a 5.
Oh. What are you...
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't. I don't have that one.
No mercy.
Nope, don't have no mercy.
No, no. You got mercy. That's a good thing, though. It's better to have...
I think I used up all my heavy shots in the first two.
Meh. Hey, at least you got some people on fire. That's always nice.
That's true. Burn the heretics.
Burn the heretics!
And you're stubborn, so you're intently trying to ride.
Yeah, he has no mercy. Marduk.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Marduk has no mercy. He's the god of destruction. So, Queen, Jack, 10, 8, 9, 8, 7, 6.
I think 4 is next.
5, 4. Dang. 4 of spades is first. So your ectoplasmic form is right there.
I'm going back to my suit.
Okay, so you move back to your suit.
I club you.
What does it say?
I'm sure it says, I club you.
I club you.
And I start looking around.
Okay, what are you looking for?
I have this plate still. On my suit.
It's like the Buffy the Vampire
Slayer.
I'm looking for where it goes. Yeah.
Give me a notice check.
Yeah, that's always a good roll for me.
Five. As you're looking somewhere near the center of where this guy's thing used to be, there is a piece of... It looks like half of a... It looks like half of a plate. And actually, the plate looks something like this.
Did that one take off?
I know this looks like a page, but just think of it, that's the plate. That's the plate. The piece fits in this middle of this plate. Okay.
Alright, so, what is the plan? Okay. I'm pondering what to do about that.
4, and I am the next 4. 4 is little guys. They're going to swing. Oops.
Little beat the
6. What?
Little cultists?
No, these other Inukai. They're... Nope.
The humans are nothing.
Let's see. Who was I swinging against?
It was the last two. It was the two behind me. And I've already pissed them off.
Yeah. See, this guy came up and
okay.
6, 9, 10, 11. Not enough. So they go to hit you again. It's just not even helping them. Okay, and 4, 3. This guy comes down, looks at Hellboy again. Starts to run. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But he's going to just leap and try to punch you.
Return the favor.
Bring it on, tough guy. Let's go. Do a little damage. Hit me right here.
8.
That's better.
10, parry. Got it.
8, you got
it. It's not a range, though.
Nope.
Give me your best shot. I'm out of Bendy, so I can't soak anything either.
Okay, 6, 12, 13, 14, 15 is 1, so he shook you.
I think that actually hurt.
2.
I'm going to take a swing. Yeah, because I'm going to have a running start to bull rush, right?
No, just do it.
Okay.
There's a push, but the push basically, the way that it works is, it's like a shield bash, but you can do that. It's basically push the target 1 inch for every success and raise on a strength roll, and then it's shield bash. It causes strength damage plus, so I'll just give you a plus, it's whatever your strength plus 2 is.
Okay. So two of them, but two of them,
multi-action.
Minus 2, right?
Minus 2.
Alright.
So minus 2 the second one. So roll 1. Alright, just do it and then minus 2 on the second one.
No, it's the bar.
Is my right-handed doom, when it gives me a plus 3 to parry, is that on top of this?
No, it's already in there.
It's already in
there,
okay.
Is it a regular target or their parry?
Oh, no, it's always parry. I think, hold on. Yeah, it's against their parry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nope.
Absolutely.
Yep. 10.
10, yes, you're able, definitely.
Okay, for the second one. Close up. So that's 17.
Oh, 17 damage?
That was for the second one.
What was the first one?
The first one was a hit.
Oh, so 17, then it's a 15. So first guy's a 17. That's a hit. Easy. And then actually they both hit. So yeah, that was your damage.
That was
right?
Damage?
Was that your hit or was that your damage?
I figured I'd hit.
Have you rolled twice?
Yes, I rolled twice.
I was just going to give you, you're just hitting them both.
Okay, I'm hitting them both.
Yeah.
Then
just say
17.
It's just a minus 2.
17 was damage.
Yeah, perfect. But I was just going to say for one, just making the same and this minus 2 for the next guy. So, they were both... These guys are both shaken and...
my knockback, do I get you, a back?
Yeah, what's your knockback? A D...
It doesn't say.
D6. Knockback. So, D6. Plus D6. It's plus D6 plus 1.
Okay. And as we determined with him, knockback is not damage.
No, it's just pushing him back.
So it's 5 plus...
5 plus 1, 6. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they're against the wall. Against the wall, shaken. So you push them both back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2, and Sterling.
Yes. So I'm going to... Are these two standing on my coffin lid now?
Yeah. They're still right there. They haven't moved.
Yeah, I'm going to... Is anybody else in trouble?
Nope.
All right, I'll pick that lid up.
You guys are actually doing pretty good.
I'll pick the lid up, try and knock him over, and kind of bash it with him.
Okay.
Hey, well, maybe just leave it laying on top of him.
Yeah, set it on top of him like a little cup.
Yep.
Nice.
Do it.
Eight.
Awesome. 8. Yep, that's 2. That's 2 successes.
Yep.
So, yeah, roll 46. And I'll give you D6 knockback if you want to push him.
Eleven.
No, but I'm gonna say you got them cupped over, right. So they're cupped over. Okay, 2, last 2, and I'm just gonna. This is last round. However this looks, it's how it, what happens.
Oh.
Joker. No. Kate.
Damn.
Two aces again.
Ace.
No, ace king.
King, ace.
All right, if this is last round...
Go hell-bent for leather.
I mean, I can't do riled up because I haven't been wounded yet, unless...
Shaken is not a wound.
So I can't do that. I don't have any magic power, so power switch doesn't apply.
Nope.
Unless I can get that switched out for something that does.
Nope.
All right. So my only option left is seize the day, which allows me to treat this round as if I drew a Joker instead.
Nice.
You can do that.
So, last round, here we go.
Plus 2.
Find me a set of those.
Yeah, I picked up the set they had.
Oh!
I'm going to have to find me a set.
So, yeah, I'm going to do a good old-fashioned haymaker. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
So, the...
Oh, you have to go unshaken. Unshaken.
Oh,
Roll.
Wait, no, I have a joker.
Oh, unshaken.
I unshake. So, I do a D10 fighting die against this guy. No more bennies, so this better be good. Come on, baby, need bennies. You better do. There's 6, it explodes with a 1, so that's 7.
Okay, that's a hit.
Okay, I hit him. Plus 2 for the Joker,
it's a hit.
Okay. And then I do a 2d6, no extra damage. Plus my strength, plus 5.
Plus
2,
plus 7
total. This plus 7. The 10 does not explode, so that's 15 plus 7 is 22.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, and I have no multi-action penalty.
Yes.
Can I do it again?
What's your rage?
Yes. Yes. But you can't do... do this.
What?
Punch him, knock back, then shoot him.
Nice! I like it. Okay. Bam! Uppercut. He flies back.
How many?
4 squares.
1, 3,
and while he's
4,
in the air...
He's at 2 wounds.
I lean back against the sarcophagus, take aim, and fire. That will be a shooting roll.
Cowboy woman.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Bam! Bam! Shooting roll of a D8 plus D6.
Cowboy?
7 plus 2 is 9.
Yep.
We'll get him. No raise.
9 plus 2.
No, that was 7 plus 2. So 9.
Oh, it was 9. So you already did the whatever.
Right. So is that a raise, actually? 4 for shooting, yeah?
Wow.
Yes.
So I shoot with a raise.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
it's
8. Because 8 is a raise, so it's plus 1.
Oh, yeah, we're
okay,
plus 6.
So I've got a 3d8
fireball ability from the movie.
3d8.
1, 2, 3, 8. Long hair, so that seems fair.
Plus 2 for damage because of Joker.
Yes, 2 for damage for Joker.
There's 6, 7, and 3. I've played a female in every Deadlands game I've been in.
16 damage.
That's awesome.
18 damage on the gun.
That just shows we're confident of our masculinity.
16, 18. That is 2 more wounds. He is now incapacitated. So, he flies in the air 20 feet in the air. As he's 20 feet in the air, Hellboy pushes back, pulls out the Samaritan, points it at the leader, Nuki's face, and blows him. This guy's all over.
Okay, and then I stand up and finally...
You've been soiled.
Okay, with that, I'm just going to call it.
Sounds good to
so
me.
So good job, guys.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.